Welcome to Thursday night at the Speakeasy Cafe. We would like to invite you to take the stage for the Sound of Ink open mic poetry night. Now, let's get started. I want your ink in our ears.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Speakeasy Cafe. I'm excited to be here. Michael, are you with me?
I am here.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I am awesome. Is it a pretty day, though?
Actually, it is.
It is so incredibly beautiful outside right now. We should be broadcasting live outside, I think.
That would be sweet.
Wouldn't it? Everybody has to be outside when they call in. We can do like a coast-to-coast, actually worldwide poetry in the park, and everybody has to like be in a park or have their toes in grass wiggling. Or that would be like kind of awesome.
It would. It very much would.
So I want to let everybody know tonight, for the last 2 weeks, BTR has been having some issues with their servers. And so if you're not able to get in, you need to keep trying on the number. And then the chat room's kind of toast right now, but, you know, if you can get in there, that's awesome. I know that they're working on it, so just bear with them. We love our BTR people. So I just want to thank them for keeping us on the air through these issues they're having, tech issues they're having. And since I didn't talk to you before the show, because I was running around everywhere trying to get stuff done, and I heard the speaker say 2 minutes, and it's like, oh, well, I guess I should get up there. So I didn't get to ask you beforehand, Michael. Do you have anything you want to read tonight?
I do have something short, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. If I was a puppy, I'd be wiggling and peeing all over the carpet right now.
Well, I'm glad that's not an option now.
Yes, it's nice to be so civilized. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, go ahead, please.
All right. Like I said, it's pretty short. I don't have a title for it, actually, now that I think of it. All right, so here goes. I have written so many poems standing in my kitchen, drunk at 2 a.m. You will never hear any of them.
I know the title for it.
Yeah.
The title for that should be Except for This One.
I wrote that standing in my kitchen drunk at 2 a.m.?
What?
Who said that I wrote that standing in my kitchen drunk at 2 a.m.?
Because I know you did.
Yeah, maybe.
Tell me I'm wrong.
I cannot.
See? So the title,
I don't know if it was 2 yet, though. It wasn't that late.
It has to be Except for This One. That's an awesome title. Oh, come on. You have to admit that's kind of clever.
No, it is. I just don't think about titles much anymore.
Okay, so any announcements, anything going on there? You have slams and haiku things and read our poetry and then eat it because it'll explode in 5 seconds and no one will ever see it again type fence out there, right?
What?
Nothing. I said I really like Bossa Nova.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. Who's Bossa Nova?
Nothing. Oh, I know about Bossa Nova.
Go ahead.
I know what that is. No, I don't necessarily have announcements, but I have a Tumblr blog that I have not posted on in a bit, but I will get back to it shortly. It is worksofq.tumblr.com. And of course, there's no E in Tumblr, because I like to fuck with you. And, if you like soccer, I work for a soccer team. You should like us on Facebook and all that stuff. Mass United FC is what you should check out. Just Google that and you'll find us. That's all I got for announcements.
So I got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Debbie Philly, reposted one of my picture type things today, and it really made me think about something, okay? And that was when we had the West Coast Live Speakeasy Cafe Performance Poetry Show. Remember?
Wait, say that again? Sorry.
When we had the live...
Yeah.
And she posted a picture that I was in. It was when I was in the radio station, and I was doing... the radio station had me in to talk about the event, and I was talking about the event and had a couple of poets in there with me, and the Hydropods were there.
Mm-hmm.
They got to read some of their stuff on there, and we talked about the event and promoted it and blah, blah, blah. And there's a picture of me sitting there, and it was, like, pretty cool and fun. But it made me start thinking that we should really have one out there in Boston, in the East Coast. So, like, if I help you organize that, you think you would be involved in something like that? Would you want to help me with that out since you're there?
As long as it's not during soccer season.
No, it would probably have to be like in October or November, maybe.
Okay, that could work.
Because we would have to like call places and find out, you know, where you could have it. And like with mine, I had the Hydropods and Apollo headlined for me. And then we had performances from about maybe 10 different poets and did a whole big open mic thing, and it was awesome. It was so much fun. So we would have to, like, find out who's out in that area and have time to put it together. And then I would have time to make the posters and stuff to have printed up and all that good stuff. But, yeah, I think that would be really cool.
Because mm-hmm.
lots of poets in your area.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Almost too many.
So if you guys are listening and trying to call in, or you're listening on your media players or iTunes or whatever it is you're listening on right now, if you're in the Boston area, we're going to start, like, seeing if we can pull this thing together. Alrighty? So, yeah.
All right.
Yep. Okay. So with that said, do I have any announcements? We have two poetry workshops coming up on the Inkwell. I don't have the date solidified yet. One of them is with Carlos, Written in Pain. He's going to be doing one on performance poetry. And then I actually have the editor of a small press journal that's going to be coming on and talking to us about how we do submissions and what they look for, and just kind of sharing some of her knowledge with us. And so, yeah, I'm real excited about those. So watch for those coming up. They'll more than likely be on a Sunday. So, I'm going to try to do those on a weekend day, like on Sunday when everyone's not working and they can be there and all that good stuff. All right. So with that said, while Michael picks out a track to play, if you want to did it. Oh, yeah, I ran out of quarters. Give me a quarter quick. if you're a recording poet, or if you have any of your work recorded and would like to submit those to the show so that we can put those in the Speakeasy Library, we always start and end the show with an audio track. Okay, and you can send those to us at thespeakeasycafe@gmail.com. Alrighty, make sure you put in the subject line MP3, audio poem, don't delete me. Do you guys ever get tired? I've been saying the same thing. It's like I'm a robot.
I think you say it just a tad bit differently every time.
Yeah, but that doesn't count. That's just, it's just so, it's like, okay, we can miss the first 15 minutes of the show because we know by heart what she's going to say. But you guys didn't know I was going to say that, though, did you? Okay, so yeah, send those, put audio poetry or something in the subject line, and we'll get those uploaded. That way we can share your work. And if you aren't a recording artist and it's something you may be interested in, it's as simple as having a recording program on your computer, getting yourself a headset, learning how to work your editing software on that recording program, which is all very easy. It's kind of fun because you can sit there and, you know, nobody can bring your words to life like you can. Okay, so it's a really fun thing to expand on and play with and, you know, verbalize your words and be able to sit back and listen to them. You know, it's kind of like an out-of-body or out-of-brain experience or something like that. So it's really cool. if you don't have something like that on your computer, please email me, and I will send you the link for a free download from download.com, which is spyware free. And there's a YouTube tutorial on how to use the program, and of course I'm always available to answer any questions as you're trying to record and stuff. And I would love to have some people try it, because that's great. I mean, you can lay your voice bed down. It's just like a text document. You copy and you paste it over the top of your music, you merge the files, and boom, you've got a really fun audio track with your work on it, and it's fun. So yeah, we would love to see you guys do some of that. So hit me up, and have I stalled long enough, Alan? I think I'm at work. Michael?
Yes, yes.
So, Michael, that one picked up?
Yes, I did. I do, I guess I should say. You mentioned the hydropods, and I haven't played this track of theirs in a while, and I love it. And I know you do, too, so... I'm going to play Zoe. This is the Hydropods with Zoe.
Summer. Warm sidewalk cafe with microbrew summer simmer. Sig smoke going 100 directions. Good feelings. Feeling good and mighty warm that summer. Micro tasty smackety yummin at the pizza joint in sun summer day. And 8 more hours of that day bright left. And Zooey Smith comes along in Jeep Stump, parking at the pizza joint. She goes past me to the store, making wacapella. She goes past me to the store, me thinking, there goes Zooey Smith with hair pointies, goes to the store. Me thinking, there goes Zooey Smith, high on strut, goes to the store. Me thinking, there goes Zooey Smith, nose nudging the puffy clouds, goes to the store. And micro buddy and Siggy friend and son and summer sunny fun with Zooey Smith going to the store makes me think of the little readings and shows shared. The ones with me and Zooey Smith and me standing there like a Jeep stump. And Zooey Smith riding Laurie Anderson around stage, grunting Manny, Manny poems in funny boy voice, waving, prancing, and making spooky face. And turns me to look again at Zooey Smith going to the store, sees her sitting on sidewalk, knee-hugging, saddish and pyramidical, seeming caught between a tough tear and going to the store. Me thinking, Zooey Smith and I are not friends, not really. Me thinking, don't give a shit. Sip, sippy, micro ciggy and sunburn those lip strips, man. Don't give no howdy. But the tough tear seems to be moving, and she's a human like you, baby boy, a human like you, sitting in her sad bag staring at the inside of a teary. So the micro booze and the ciggy booze and sun, sunny sun frowns down, me thinking, okay, 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 and me getting up and walking down the sidewalk sitting wall leaning Zooey Smith. Me saying, you okay, Zooey Smith? She looking like faced with giant testicle talking, like fear of giant testicle and fear of talking testicle at that. She looking like she knew me not, like we never stepped on stages or made wordy tag team dirty love to audiences in tandem or shared space or air or friends or anything but stranger. Zooey Smith looks at me as the hated despise. In fact, so cold and vacant of human like you, baby boy, talking to Zooey mad woman, teary, angry at helpful testicle. Me thinking to Zooey Smith, me giant testicle talking. Not poet, not peer, not human, not worth her time. She growls and barks, scares me the testicle into a very hateful Mr. Resentful testicle. Back now and outside CDC, Zooey Smith behind me, burning her shadow stain onto sidewalk, onto me, my back. Micro bad, nasty, tasty, ciggy shit. Sun bleeds black like Zooey Smith roots, like Zooey Smith heart must look to old girlfriends. Spikes, a dead end white. Where do these thunderheads come from?
That was the Hydropods with Zooey, and yeah, they're so awesome. You know, they really are amazing. I always, when I talk about them, it's like, how do you put them in a genre? I mean, they're like their very own. They're just so unique and amazing. They've got, I think it's either 3 or 4 CDs out now. You guys can Google them. They are amazing. Funny, incredible work that they do. So, yeah, be sure to check them out. So, Michael.
Yes.
Do you have anything else you want to read?
Yes. No.
Oh. Well, just checking, you know.
Nice try, though.
How women are. You give us an inch, we take a mile. You know, we're never happy with just, you know. You know how women are. Okay, so.
Who is
that? Oh, I have to tell him all that fat stuff first.
I guess you do.
Where's my head? It's outside, you guys. It's in the clouds. It's out there floating around in airy nothings. Okay, so. If you guys are on hold, this is what you can expect tonight. We do take callers in the order that you call in, such as 832 is our first caller tonight. That's awesome. So 832 will be on the air first. And then, so when we bring you on, listen for your telephone area code, when we bring you on, make sure that you tell us who you are, not just because it's good for everybody to know that may not know you, but people are going to be listening in the future to these archived episodes. And you always want to have your name attached to your work, so make sure you tell us who you are. All righty? Then please keep your reads to around 4 minutes or so. Be courteous to the people waiting behind you, unless the lines mess up so bad tonight that there's no one waiting behind you, and then you better have, like, your whole notebook out because we just will, like, torture and make you keep reading. No, let me stop. No, read. Yeah, it can be that like that. Anyway, so... Mm-hmm. Then when you're done reading, make sure that you have your URL to share with everybody so they can come find you, get to know you and your work better, do some networking, some mutual inspirationing, all that good stuff. And remember that we are a mature rated show, so absolutely anything goes, with the exception of no graphic, photographic word images of body parts and or sexual deeds, okay? The romantic stuff's fine, but not word porn. So other than that, you're free to read whatever your little heart desires. And with that said, now, who is our first caller?
Our first caller comes from area code 832. You're on the air.
Hey, Q, what's up?
Hey. What's going on, man?
Ain't nothing to it. All right. Hey, Nyla.
Hi, sweetheart. It's been a while.
Yeah, just a little bit.
How are you doing?
I've been, I'm okay, and going through the usual, being down at the bottom of the hill and everything else rolling up on top of it, so what else is new? Anyway, since last August, I've been learning my own people's language, and so I've been... incorporating a lot of that into my poetry along with English, of course, so have a just more than an Osage audience. So anyway, this is one I got right here. It's called and just as kind of like a note, when you hear the terminologies in Osage, the words around it are what describe it. I'm not just saying it and not giving you any kind of follow-up as far as, you know, what it means. So just so you know that. This is called Wajeje Shpong, and that means sodden, soft. Soft fires, mist and rain, smiles and pain, the flames high above the even sun, dust for blood, the high hills shining from the horizons of sky. Distance, always distance. Judze shabe te pita tronga, the crimson wing of a dragonfly. Soft, blackened by the sun's surface rays, bubbling like a blood heart, flame and sodden light. Basi, Samo, hailstone scars, Wamonze, seeds of skin, raw tissue, braised for pain. Womfe, the dream order of circles and smoke. Hon, Trotze, as if shadow images that leave us still breathless, waiting for the shatter punch of the grist of rage. As rain fills the sodden soft cavity as if a bleeding cup, as if something we might scoop from the earth. Oh, yeah, our hollow place of bone. Tizi, wahi, vagonho, sinew twists of such strapped bones of miracle and memory. Wabakte, bundles of ancestral strength. Wamonpeshte, oh, yeah, uhesaji, fierce as the spirit we are born with. Poeton, so as we stand in the flames, non poe, flames gathering sodden coals at every step, we have learned how to walk beyond Zhu, our flesh, our faulted flesh, that tactile part of ourselves. We give away what we have learned, fire, mist, and rain, the sodden soft of endurance, sorrow, heartache, and pain. Non poe, yes, flames at every step, no doubts, no fissures of created uncertainty. So stock still in the fires of dancing, in the light of crooked thunder. Bon watsi, oh, yeah, the sacred rift of storms. We set about reshaping ourselves, our sacred stones of prayer. Wigie'i, as we are on our way home, soft, sodden, misshapen clays of red, Inze, paint for our faces. Truvonta, we sleep on the lines of horizon, blue, almost blue, of our sighs soughing in the trees of spirit. On, nonke, steady spirit, roots of being, as we walk with Gedake Shonge, the shadow wolves, following the heat spoor of the night highway, Hon Ujonge, as we pick our way down vales and arroyos, listening to the echo songs of the people of the water smoke, Igi Shrozi, which has always been our way, across the soft and sodden, to the heat of our loved ones asking after us. They are hollow bones upon the spirit road with us. Oh, yeah. Nonke Ujonge. End of peace.
Soldier Blue, that was incredible.
And thank you.
You know, it's really kind of mean that you stay away so long.
Well, one of my homeboys lent me one of his spare SIM cards, which is the only reason I have a phone. So it's only for a minute, but hey, I figured while I had it, why not? I can at least call in once.
I'm really glad. Will you tell him thank you for doing that?
Sure. Yeah, he helps me out a bit, so, you know, like I say, he's letting me borrow it just to have some kind of communication with the outside world instead of just my inner nonsense.
Well, it was amazing. Yeah. So how you've been learning, you've said that you've been learning your native language and stuff. How do you go about that?
Yeah. Well, that's been a journey in itself and truly a blessing in just the way all, you know, the whole way that it came across. Last summer I had a bad accident with my right arm where I tore the muscle in three different places where it attaches with the ligaments to the bone. So basically I was out for the whole summer as far as work was concerned, and I actually was able to meet up with one of my my relations in terms of my my people, and he gave me the ISBN number for one of the dictionaries that is that has got full endorsement and sanctions of our people. And what's cool about this is that it was actually the information was collected back in the 1800s by Francis LaFleche, and then it was published in 1932. And then in the late 1950s, so many of my people requested it to be reissued that they republished it. But instead of doing like a lot of times they do, which is, you know, they'll edit and update, you know, current, make it more current as far as, you know, like modern language and all of that, they just did it in a straight copy, which in this case is totally beautiful because it shows you exactly which words would be from, you know, from what you would consider to be the ancient tongue, and then those words that were used in adaptation to accommodate a lot of the things from, you know, the Europeans coming over here. Just as a for instance, with the like with rock salt, my people have harvested rock salt literally for centuries from the marshlands of our territories, by the same token, the word that we use for vinegar, it translates as being bitter water, because that's about as close as we could come to, you know, describing what it is. But it's really cool because in the beginning of this particular dictionary, they have the phonetics, which shows you how to, you know, how to pronounce things. In the back, they have, you know, some of the legends of the people. I actually know the real name of my people now instead of the one that's basically on the wall as far as the government is concerned, because Osage is actually a derivative of what is one of our clans, which is Wojaji, and the actual name for the people is Niugonska, which means Day of the Midwaters.
That's incredible.
So I've been learning a lot.
You know, they need to put that out on, like, Rosetta Stone. They need to have a Rosetta Stone for every single language still known to us. Do you know how many languages just get lost?
Oh, well, I mean, there's a statistic right now as to how many of the native tongues, you know, basically come into extinction on a regular basis, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, what the ages are of those who could be considered fluent.
Yeah.
It's
Native American languages, the languages
yeah.
of this continent, I mean, it's only been like maybe 100 years, 150 years since they were, you know, just that was the norm. You know, they weren't speaking English. And how fast a language can die. You know how many just Native American languages are dead now and gone to us?
Oh, sure. So, I've really felt, you know, when he gave me that ISBN and I was able to find it, you know, that's like my most priceless treasure, that is that dictionary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I commend you for doing it. Very cool. All right, love, tell everyone how they can come find you.
Do I have to?
Yeah.
Oh, fine. You can find me on Facebook, Soldier Blue, @facebook.com. I have a native page with Catherine Mitakuya Oyashin. Have a YouTube channel on called Ghost Black, which is public, so anybody can access it. And I've also been doing audio recordings on something called SoundCloud. And that, and you know, you're talking earlier about, you know, folks to record stuff, you know, for themselves on you know, their own work. That's actually a good little deal because when you make yourself an account with SoundCloud, it's all for free. and they give you, they allot you so many minutes, which is an, it's actually a lot of minutes. It's not, you know, it's just, it's not like, you know, just a, oh, you get 5 minutes for free and then you have to start paying. You have a, at least like 4 or 5 hours of free time that you can use to record, you know, a lot of stuff, you know, your own stuff on SoundCloud. And it's just audio. I mean, it's, you know, there's no visual with it. So, I mean, it's an easy thing to convert or, you know, to, you know, basically to attach and send around if you want to.
That's awesome. And it's got the whole widget player and everything. So, yeah, cool.
Yeah.
So how long are you going to have this SIM card? Are you going to call in next week?
Well, I'll try. I'd like to say I'm not sure how long I'll have it, but I will. You know, we'll just you know, like everything else right now for me anyway. I'm just taking it one day at a time and trying not to look too far ahead because it just gets too stupidly depressing. So, you know, it's just
or amazingly exciting.
Yeah. You know, yeah. I just try not to look too far ahead anymore.
All right, baby. Well, we'll look for you next week. And if you're not here, know that we'll miss you, okay?
Okay.
All right, sweetie. Mm-hmm.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Great to hear from you, man. Take it easy.
All right. Thanks, Q. Thank you, Nyla.
You're welcome, hon. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
All righty.
All right. Next up is area code 661. You're on the air.
Hello.
Mm-hmm. Hey, sweetie.
Hello, how are you?
Wonderful. How are you doing, honey?
I'm great. This is my second time calling in from London. And, is it okay? Can you hear me okay?
We can hear you perfectly.
Great. That's awesome. It's been about 2 months, I think, since last I called you and read my poem called Mine Remains, and you recommended to read Sylvia Plath and Sarah Teasdale.
Mm-hmm. And did you?
Yes, and it's been quite eye-opening. I really like Sarah Teasdale's work.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's really funny because on the first reading of those two, and I remember the poem that you read, how it was like this raw, beautiful, tragic, emotional piece that you read, and it made me think about both of those women, your style of writing. And if someone were to read those two writers side by side, they may not understand right away that they both write exactly the same. They both write the same type of poetry, but what's so incredible about it is that it's from completely different eras. And so to be able to see poems written about the same subject, because Sarah was very tormented and very ahead of her time for a female writer of that era. And so, but the language differences between the eras. So they're both writing about the same thing, but it's so, such a completely different style of writing. I thought you would enjoy those. I'm really glad that you looked them up.
Thank you. So it's going to be emotional again, and I wonder how you think, so I'm interested to know what you think. Okay, so are you ready?
Mm-hmm. Start whenever you're ready, hon.
Great. So this poem is called Pill Bug. When I sense a danger, I just roll up into a ball. I stay curled up until it passes, and carefully I stretch out and crawl on, although I wish I were invisible. We were in my room when his phone rang. It's her. He sat beside the window and said, "Don't make a sound. If she found out that I'm with you, she'll kill me." I was left at the corner, holding onto my knees tightly, with my eyes fixed on the scars, while he answered to her gently, begging her not to hang up. My warm breath on my knees, too loud to hear him whisper and surrender to her. When I sense the danger, all I do is to hide like a turtle retreating to its shell. Under the shield, I patiently wait for it to pass while being poked and kicked around. I'm still here, although I wish I were invisible. I popped my head up to see whether he would notice me, but my subtle rustle made him give me his piercing hawk eyes and his index finger brandished in front of his mouth, barring my sound of being. I was silenced in my room, like when a father scolds his child. I appear like a stone, even when I'm not that tough, so that I won't show my weakness and squirm like a baby, although I wish I were invisible. Thank you.
Wow. So,
what do you think? Sorry, it's really dark.
No, it was amazing. Michael, can you see why I wanted her to read Sylvia and Sarah?
Absolutely.
That was a phenomenal piece of writing. I mean, the weight of it was palpable. You know, that moment when, you know, we exist inside a fantasy that we create in our own mm-hmm. mind. And that moment that we kind of get bitch slapped upside the head and we stand just ice cold, burning hot in reality. And,
yes.
and there's nothing in our head. You know, we sit there and try to find the curling up in the ball. You know, that's us trying to protect ourselves and, you know, come up with some logic in our head to let our fantasy take back over so we don't have to face that
yeah.
knowing that we know that we know that we know that we know, you know, and just the vulnerability of that moment when you're insignificant, you know, something that's like your whole world centers around this and you can be brushed away like a fly with
yeah.
such total indifference to reality. That was an incredible piece of writing.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you are very, very welcome. I absolutely love it when you call and read. Please don't make it so long next time. And I know that there's
yeah.
people out there wanting to know who you are, wanting to know how to find you, so please share that with us.
Thank you. So it's on Tumblr, Kaori Koala, K-A-O-R-I, and Koala the Animal, K-O-A-L-A.
Awesome.
Great.
So,
thank you very much for having me.
Oh, honey, it was a pleasure. And please, please come back again.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you, sweetheart.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
That was amazing.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah. I hate it when somebody calls in and reads something that I wish I'd written.
You don't hate it. You love it.
I know.
Get it.
But I wish I'd written it. Okay, so who do we have next, Michael?
All right. Well, next up, there are actually two numbers with the same area code, and they happen to be back-to-back. So I'm going to read the area code plus the next digit, and whoever that is not knows that they would be up next. So next up is area code 3475. You're on the air.
That's me.
That's you.
Hey, everybody. It's Lyrical Movements. What's up?
Oh, my gosh, sweetheart. Hi.
Hi.
This is awesome. 2 weeks in a row, really?
That's what I'm saying. You know you won't see me for like another 2 years, but let's hold off.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Now I know that it takes about 4 months of prodding to get you to show up. So now I'm just going to double
prodding
those efforts.
Listen, no, you know, I hardly even see your invitations or your reminders, and I'm usually just grinding so hard, and I have all these projects, I have
mm-hmm.
no time. I work to, like, I don't even know, 11 o'clock at night most nights. But, you know, I've been freeing myself up. And I said, you know, I gotta show Nyla some love. I appreciate Nyla. You're one of the first shows I called ever. So, you know, whenever I get a chance, I always come through, and I always tell you that. I do.
Oh, I'm so glad you're here, and I cannot wait to see what you brought, baby.
This is an exclusive, and I'm so nervous. I have butterflies in my stomach.
All right, I've never read it before.
I'm nervous.
What's the why? Why you read? You have all kinds of poems, and you read all kinds of poetry, and you're like a rock star. So if something's making you nervous, I want to know the backstory first. Why?
Okay. There's this poet, and I don't know if you know her, but her name is Sunny Patterson,
mm-hmm.
and she is amazing. And everything I've ever seen from her, I've been amazed by it. Like, I can't even use I can't even fathom to use a better word to describe this woman's pen. She is amazing. So I saw one of her poems like about 800 times back to back. It was probably like 4 or 5, but, you know, I like to exaggerate. And I said, you know, I got to write a poem to express how I feel whenever I see, you know, this woman hit the mic. And I hope I do her justice because I probably won't. She's that amazing. So I wrote this piece for Sunny, and I just wrote it, I think, yesterday. And I'm nervous. I have butterflies. I really hope I don't screw it up. You know, like,
you're
sometimes broke movies get nervous. We're people. You know, I'm a person. I'm scared.
I don't know. I think I'm going to have to, like, see you prick your finger and bleed red for me to believe that.
Nyla,
I'm not convinced.
I have butterflies.
Don't say that, but
no,
you are somewhere.
I tell you, I don't know the last time I felt like this before reading a piece. Like, this is what happens when I get on stage. You know what I mean? Sometimes I get butterflies. And right now, I better just do it before I hang up.
Deep breath.
Before I get scared and cower out, let me just spit this piece because I'm so scared right now. Oh, my goodness.
You are going to be amazing.
I hope so. May the angels, you know, may the angels of the world bless me with this poem because I'm so nervous. All right. This is for Sunny, and I really hope I do her justice. For Sunny, I watched you spit prose like you were in the motherland. You are the rose who grew from concrete. They should adorn you with petals at your feet. Think Prince Hakim, straight up from Zamunda. This poem is for you. We are here to sharpen iron. This is political. This is spiritual. This is real. Heartfelt. I admire you. So I am inspired to create something epic after seeing you in your element. The first time I saw you recite, "We made it," I couldn't trade it. The memory will never leave me. We will not lose. This is bigger than us. Thank you, New Orleans. Thank you, Father in Zion. I can recognize my people. We come from the same lineage. I am a poet. Born and raised, through this life I blazed. Set trails behind me in these streets till the soles burned off my battered feet. I give thanks for the hustlers. They used to check me. My block was my home. On those lanes did I roam. In school, in life, I broke all the rules. I am here because I chose to be different. I embrace my spirit. I embrace my soul. I embrace my control. Many let others wait. I will not wait. Our time is now. This is for them babies who never got a chance to live past 1989. This is for Tupac Amaru Shakur. He was a revolutionary, a true Black Panther down to his spine. This is for Mary Baraka. I wish to be an old head in due time. I paid my dues. This is for my ancestors. This is for the broken chains that still remain, and now we link our own necks. This is for the fallen. I bang for you. This is for the weak. My strength has been honed for you. This is for the love I watched die 1,000 times, only to be reborn again in another lifetime. This is for my real friends who shine with me, even when they are miles away from me, ends or no ends. This is for the betrayal lent by my lover's hand. I no longer cry to the heavens he couldn't understand. You don't give pain to a rainbow. You will break it, but I'm not broken. My heart lays wide open. I await my blessings. This is for the life givers. I am a creator. This is for that feeling in the air. I wrote this for you, inspired by you, to change lives with you, through you. This is for the world. This is for the passion in someone's pen that they have yet to unleash. This is for the beast. You can't have me. I am not for sale. I write for the voiceless. I write for the pain contained in the eyes of a mother who no longer recognizes her only child. He has been stamped by the penitentiary. You do know that there is where they hid the toils of slavery. This is for the smile on the face of the king I will marry. Do not tarry too long, for I may be gone. Gone. This is for the struggle. I know hunger well. This is for the angels that the devil has consumed. I know your pain. I feel so sorry for you. I am unreachable. I live in another hemisphere, in another stratosphere. In fact, I am no longer here. You will not be able to hear me past today. I am claiming my place in history. We are the light at the end of the tunnel. I follow the thick from the thin, and you better believe I ain't letting no more weaklings in my circle. My wisdom makes me part square, but there are 360 degrees of knowledge up in here. This poem is for Sonny Patterson and for everyone else who has been to or through the projects where the money is tight and survival of the fittest plays on repeat. Where goes your respect when you just can't feel the beat? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for spitting some soulful hypnotic tonic I bang for you. Thank you for not being afraid to blaze the trail till the only thing that remains is the righteous. When the fire flames and leaves its ashes, we will still rise like the phoenix, like the history, hidden from us in ancient Africa and in the caves of the Vatican, like Maya Angelou and Nikki Giovanni. My pen was birthed through you. For I am here doing exactly what I came to do, spread the word. So in honor of you, my beautiful sister, and your magnificent prose, I give thanks to my ancestors, from my soul to yours. And that was for Sunny.
That was an incredibly, incredibly emotional piece for you, wasn't it?
Yes. And the first time I'm reading it, so now I know how I'd like it to sound next time.
You know. Did amazing. You know you did amazing. That was incredible. And obviously she hasn't heard it. Has she read it yet?
I don't even know. I didn't check today, but she'll probably never read it. She'll probably never read it, but it's okay. You know, it's okay. I got it out, and, you know, other people might be able to, you know, read her work or see her videos and be inspired to write something, you know, just as beautiful. So sometimes we don't do it for the recognition. Sometimes we just do it because, you know, it's meant for us to
because
do
it. Touches
and I really feel like, yeah.
Well, that was phenomenal. See, now you guys
Thank
know
you.
Why I love her so much.
I love you too, Nyla. I love you too. I'm over here sweating and shaking and everything. Oh, my God. Oh, I need a drink. Check, please. But, oh, my goodness. Well, now I'll be back again. It won't be 2 years before I call in. I'm going to listen, you know, for the rest of the show because I appreciate everyone who calls. And, you know, like I said, I'm Lyrical Movements. I don't want to take up too much more time. I did start a brand new company, Lyrical Movements Productions. It's pretty much the bridge for poets to, you know, get to the other side, whether it's through, you know, promotional videos for your new book, your new CD, whatever it is that you have going on, you're selling candles, whatever, I can do it. We can do it together. Video poems, video biographies. Are you new to the game? You know, you want people to know who you are. I recommend the video bio. But I have a page on Facebook, Lyrical Movements Productions. You can check it out. Inbox me. All new blood is always welcome. You know, we breathe through paper. We'll be back in September, me and Lynn and Payne. And that's pretty much my spiel for now. You can find me on Facebook. My alias, a.k.a. real name, is Monique Forrester. and a lot of people know me under that. And you can find me everywhere there's poetry, hopefully, one day. You know what I mean.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
I love you, Nyla.
You absolutely freaking knocked that one out of the park.
Thank you.
Oh, they're showing you love in the chat room. Look at that.
I wish I was in chat. Oh, man. I'm not in chat, but, I love everyone. I love everyone. And Nyla has a beautiful platform. She's been doing it for so many years, and she's still here because she's genuine and she's real, and she really does care about the people. You can tell the people who don't care about you, and Nyla has always cared. So keep calling her forever and ever and ever.
Thank you, baby. I put your links in the chat room for you, too, by the way.
Thank you.
All righty. All right, sweetheart. Thank you for blessing us with that tonight. You are amazing, and seriously, that was incredible.
Thank you. Love, 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 man. Love to the family.
Okay, now go have a nice glass of wine and relax.
Girl, I'm going to have to go get some. I have nothing.
Oh, that's no good.
Love. I know. Bye.
All right, sweetie. We'll talk to you again soon, please.
Good night, boss.
Maybe. All right. Cool. Good stuff. All right. Next up, we have a different caller from area code 347. You're on the air.
347. This is Mama Oladeji Arau Queen in the building.
Hey, Mama. 347.
Huh?
No, you're 216.
I know, but I was on the road. I've been listening the whole time, in and out of stores, had it in my pocket, and I got home just in time to hear it really good. And Monique just hit a home run through the ballpark. I think the spirit of Sunny came to her, and she whacked it. She whacked it. She whacked it. And then she hit all four bases and brought it home. That was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, I don't know if you got my email, Nyla. But
no, where to send it?
I sent it to your private chat and to your page because I definitely wanted you to see that prompt that you had sent me. And I didn't want that picture with you. The pictures you sent me, and you said I had to take the one with the lady with eyes on her back.
Oh, weren't those amazing?
Yeah, but when I saw all the other pictures, I didn't want that lady with the scars on her back. And then I said, well, I got to take what she sent me because...
No, you could have taken any of them. That's why I gave you the link.
No. I took
the
one.
They were just incredible.
No. You sent me several, but you had specifically said, this is the one I want you to take, the one with the scars on the back. This is yours.
That is, yeah.
So I piled it for a few minutes because I wanted to be the tired angel. I wanted to be the one that was sitting over in the corner with the wings, like,
mm-hmm.
off feet and everything. But I went on and did what you told me to do, and I'm telling you, I have got so many rave reviews on this poem that I would never regret the day that I did it. On every site that I'm on, it's gotten a 5. So I'm going to read it for you. It's
okay.
On your private chat, and it's also on your wall, but it might be moved down on your wall, but that's why I sent it to both places so you can read it. Okay, it's called Enigmas. Okay. And it's, if anybody didn't see the picture, Nyla, I don't know if you still have the picture. But
you're the only person I shared those with, but I can put them up for
okay.
sure.
Okay. So it goes like this, Enigmas. As the flesh is fattened with running rivers moving throughout its streams, we see other worlds in other ways, always close, away, not far. Decoded in the maps, hidden symbols on backs, guarded or attacked. We must uncover the enigmatic patterns to reach our goals before there be no trace of anything left but bones and colorful memories on walls, in halls, without minds to reason it out.
in porn.
Wow. That doesn't surprise me at all if that's getting, you know, that is one of the things that I love, Mama, about sharing homework and doing that. And people always tease me about it and stuff like that. But that poem would not exist. It would
that's
not,
right.
You know, had I not seen that picture that reminded, it just made me think about you. And you know what I thought was really unique about that artist? Is that you see all kinds of amazing fantasy art all the time. But you very rarely see them. You know, if you see a fairy picture, and I'm going to put the link to the site that I sent her, you guys, into the chat room so you can check it out. But what I thought it was amazing is that all of his subjects are black, and you don't see that very often, you know, and they're not the typical type of art that you would see. You know, it's fantastical beings and you know, the fairies and the dragon hunter and it's just incredible how amazing and beautiful and powerful and striking these images were. And he's just an incredibly talented poet or a painter. And, you know, especially the one, the reason I chose the one with the scar on her backs is because of the book that you have where you're using the picture of the flower with the pox marks.
Right, beauty marks.
Yeah, and she reminded me of you. That picture, when I saw that picture, I thought of you instantly, how, you know, you carry your marks with you, but you don't hide them. You know, you don't try to cover up and let your scars make a victim of you. You know, you've turned your scars into the pattern of who you are, and that's what I saw on her back, and that's what the strength I saw in her and the beauty I saw in her, and that's why I sent you that one to write to, is because, you know, everything that is amazing and powerful that picture encompasses about you. And so I'm really glad that you did write to it. But I'm glad you like the artist, too.
Well, yes. But I do have a copy of it in your chat, private chat. If you want to get it and send it out, they can see the picture because the picture should be attached to it. Www. I can put the www in the room. But, you know, this is why I think she had, like, colds on her back. And the name of the picture was called Scar Tissue.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, that was the name of it. So I'm going to put that.
Put the link on the page because in my mail all there is a link to the.
Well, I'm just going to put the link to the pictures.
Okay.
They can.
Oh, I put the link to the pictures in there already.
Oh, you did? Oh, okay. Well, that's what I put in there. Yeah, I don't know if it's just a picture that I used or whatever, but I just grabbed the link and stuck it in there just now. But what I was thinking is, you know, I'm just going to go ahead and put it in my book because, like I said, on every site that I've put it on so far, it's gotten, like, high scores. And when I was talking about the decoded in the maps and the hidden symbols on backs, because she has two knives, swords, that she has her hands twisted behind her back, and she has a sword or a knife in each hand. And so I said, when, you know, she's guarding these symbols on the back, we must uncover these enigmatic patterns because before we can reach our goals, because if we don't, there'll be nothing left but bones and colorful memories on walls and halls, because she's facing a canvas with all these colors facing her, on the picture, but on her back are all these codes. So it was a real interesting picture. I didn't know what I was going to get out of it, but that's what I got out of it. And so that's that.
That's incredible. I'm so glad. And I'm glad that you liked it. You said you wrote to some other ones as well?
No, I just wrote to the one you told me because I'm busy working on my book.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't really have time because I got to go through like almost like over 1,000-something poems and pick out which poems I'm going to use in the book. And I have have an editor that's helping me. So she's, you know, I don't want to take up everybody's time like doing other stuff and getting sidetracked. So I just did that one and, you know, I was happy with it. I decided to go ahead and put it in the book. And I want to let you know and thank you for, you know, for narrowing it down to me, because I would have done another one, and I would have.
Which
would have
one
been,
would
the other
done?
One would have.
yeah, I wouldn't have came out of my comfort zone to do something that I wouldn't have normally did. So I'm glad
which
I did
was
that.
Done, Mama?
I was done. The angel that was in the corner, all frumpy and tired. She was tired. She had her wings, and she was just sitting in the corner, like kind of like.
I had enough.
Yeah,
I remember you said that. I forgot. I remember you said that. I forgot. That really made sense, didn't it? I forgot that.
No.
I remember you saying that, but I had forgotten you said that before I remembered.
That's okay. That's okay. Yeah. Because at the time I said it, it wasn't relevant, but now it's relevant. So
mm-hmm.
I understand. Okay, darling.
Right.
I'm going to let you go. I'm going to stick around in case I get to call back in and do one of my other new poems
okay.
for you. All right.
That'd be awesome.
I'm going to call back on the 216 because I've been carrying this cell phone around with me for hours. I started listening exactly at around 7, so I heard everything. But how come you don't ever get my tracks that I keep sending you to play?
Where did
to play?
You send them?
I send them over and over again. I send them to your private chat because I don't know how to do the email thing. I don't know if I have that the right connection to send it to that email because you like
if they
Gmail,
go to my if they go to my Facebook it gets buried so fast. I mean right now if I look at my email I've got
it's in my own private chat with you. It's not that's not full. Excuse
oh,
me.
Oh, I can look
Hello?
Through. I can look through and find it. But see if I don't if your message if
Hold
that
on.
Your my messages get full so fast that
uh-huh.
if I have to scroll down them to find out pretty I have to find out everybody that's written.
Okay. Okay,
you
listen.
I mean?
I got another call on the line
right.
and another line, and I'm gonna stick around. I'm sorry.
Bye,
I'm
Mama.
Stick around and, okay, bye, darling. Hello.
Sorry, I can't talk to you anymore. I have another call. I gotta hang up on the world because I've got things to do. Bye, world.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Who's our next caller?
All right, next up. Is area code 973. You're on the air.
Hey, Nyla. Hi, Michael. It's Tammy Jones.
Tammy,
hey.
Hi, sweetheart.
Hi, how you doing?
Wonderful. How are you?
Okay.
How are you, Michael?
Yeah, how are you doing? Michael's whipping my ass in words with friends or friends with words. I forget what he's called.
I got lucky early.
Yeah.
No, but you get some good words. She's got like these little secrets, like where to place three-letter words and get like 43 points. She's good at that. I'm learning though. I'm learning. I have been up to a lot of different things. I have a lot of things coming that will be fresh and new in the second half of the year. I won't talk too much about it. I'll just say it's more about Tammy. And let's just say I got tired. I had a couple projects that kind of got out of control that pissed me off. So I am focusing on Tammy the artist. And that's where I'm at right now.
You need to do that sometimes, you know?
Yeah,
you get so
I do.
Busy with the plates you're spinning that you forget who you are.
Yeah, that's true. And you forget you even know how to write. I'm on vacation this week, so I've been writing a lot, and I think I had a notebook attached to my hand like Edward had scissors on his hand. seriously. And I needed to write some pieces. I still got some pieces I got to get out of me. I like to find eclectic artists that nobody else listens to, and I've been listening to one particular artist that has my pen scribing because we meet on a playing field of mental thought. So I got a piece called Money Can't Buy. Money can't buy the courage I lacked as a child to admit I was gay. Years were lived in the shadows of wallflowers of what was supposed to be has-beens. Time passed so fast to a time I realized, despite my surroundings, my feet never left the place I stood. I was still a young girl, living breath to regret. Only difference, time was defined as rings and trees, and I was not happy. Even if I was rich, money was not able to buy me the handle on the door to step out of the closet because of my fears and how society might treat me. Should people die because they're gay? Look what happened to Matthew Shepard. Money couldn't buy him freedom, but it sure bought him a gravestone. Money cannot buy me the virtual hand I needed to lift me up and out of a pile of sweat and skeet I tripped on as if a snake wrapped itself around my legs at age 16. I was sexually harassed by a teacher who was popular, so why would anyone believe me? I was so not sexy, but he had a heavy hand for me. I was in hell so hot I couldn't count on God even finding me, because if he knew my demons, why didn't he bring me free? I lived for the only thing I could count on, and that was graduation day. That day should have had me elated and filled with happy memories. When the day came, once I had my diploma, I was gone without saying goodbye to anyone. Money cannot buy the hard lessons learned trying to heal from the scars high school left. Now I was sexy and beautiful without filling. My emptiness led to mental stress about sex for years. I never enjoyed it until I realized I loved women more. As I step out on being true with my family about my preference, money cannot buy replacement for the heart I have broken. But being truthful has been priceless despite the bloodbath and aftermath of arguments I've lived. Men have hurt me all my life, and despite money, still couldn't buy what I needed to feed my appetite. That's at peace. If it sounds unfinished, I just wrote that today. I wrote it like at 5 o'clock.
It does not sound unfinished. That was phenomenal.
Thank you.
So what was happening today that pushed you there?
No, I've been writing this piece all week, and I finally wrote this version
of it.
It's not done yet. Yeah, well, kind of, yeah. I don't know if it's done yet. I might write more into it. I might write less into it. I don't know. I'm going to perform this piece.
That's freaking amazing.
Thank you.
You are welcome. I'm such a fan of yours. I always said I was going to marry you when I grow up.
Oh, God. Hey, thank you about my I'm actually celebrating life this week. My birthday is tomorrow, so at midnight, I'm popping bubbly.
You're doing
so,
what?
You know, I'm popping bubbly at midnight. It will be my birthday.
What day's your birthday? I missed that part.
The 11th, tomorrow.
Tomorrow. So at midnight. Okay, so you guys, we all have to. I'm gonna. You know, Tammy, I'm gonna put on something real sexy tonight.
Oh my God! You know what now?
And I'm gonna stand outside, and I'm gonna pour a glass of red wine, and I'm gonna toast the moon to you.
She has me blushing.
You guys, I have a girl crush on her. Just deal with it. I always have. Tammy's amazing.
But, you know, Michael's still the hot one. No, I'm just kidding.
He is.
I'm just kidding. No, Michael, you're a very handsome man, and I'm happy you're married because you would not be able to hold down the women. Seriously.
Even if he was
like
into that kind of thing,
you know? I would even slide my arm in on that. Seriously, just to walk down the street and get a picture. I'm just kidding. This is just fun.
You know, Michael really is a handsome guy, you know,
he's not the typical handsome.
He's not Ken doll handsome or boy band handsome. I mean,
he's got that
really cool bad boy sexy quiet, know, I know you're a train wreck waiting to happen type of cute about him.
Oh, that part might be right.
No. Yeah, but no. He looks like Beckham sexy.
Like who?
The soccer player, like Beckham.
Ah.
Jeez.
Yeah, he looks like Beckham. He does.
That might be a good match.
That's my opinion.
You know what that just made me think about? If somebody tried to tell me somebody looked like somebody else, they would have to refer him to somebody that's dead. And that probably wouldn't be good. Because I'm trying to think about who. You know, I love classic poetry and the classic poets, and I love old movies, and all those people are dead. So if you told me someone looked like, you know, Fred Schmuller, I would have no clue who that was unless he was dead.
Oh.
And an
it
artist.
It depends on what database you're looking in.
I'm into the Pope porn.
Oh, my God. So funny. No, I love calling in on this show. You guys crack me up.
Oh, we love you, Tammy. You're awesome.
I love you both, too. I really do. I feel like we've grown up together. It's been years.
Yeah, really,
oh, my God.
Do you realize that this is July already? Let's see.
Yes.
Yeah. In 4 months, we'll be 7 years old.
Holy cow. That's
a
long
4 months
time.
We'll have been on the air for 7 months. Or seven. In 4 months, we'll, yeah, 4 months. November.
Mm-hmm.
We've been on the air for 7 years. That's, like, unreal.
Wow. That's a lot said right there. And you've been on every week for 7 years.
Just about, yeah.
Oh, my God. How many did you miss? I bet.
I think there's only one or two.
How many Thursdays have we not been on the air?
Yeah.
One. 1 year, Thanksgiving.
The Christmas one, right?
Often did a rerun. Or was it Christmas?
I think
but
it was
two,
Christmas.
If there was a Christmas, I know that there was one Thanksgiving we weren't here.
Yeah.
And I did a rerun show, and it really messed with everybody's heads.
Yeah. I thought there was a Christmas that we missed because it was Thursday and just... It was like, I don't know.
Did you have people online going, what are you going to call my number? God, I've been online forever.
I felt really bad because there was a lot of people that were on hold that Thanksgiving. We may have done a Christmas. I just don't remember. It's been a long time, Michael.
Yeah.
All right, Tammy, tell everyone how they can come love on you.
Tammy Jones, I am poetry's child. I'm head poet in charge at Prismatic Dreams in a New World Order site. Now, don't get that twisted. That's the poetry message board site. That's
very,
where you go find
cool.
me. Thank you.
They're saying that in the chat room, they're saying, Tammy's hyper today.
No, am I? I'm always hyper, I think. If I'm not
mm-hmm.
hyper, I think I'm on my depressant.
Oh, you're amazing, sweetheart.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We'll talk to you next week.
I will very much try.
Awesome. All right, cool. Thank you, my
okay.
dear.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye, Michael.
Take care, hon.
Okay.
All right, so moving on. Wait, you sent me a message.
Yeah, but you can ignore me. It's okay.
Okay. All right. In that case, we'll go with the next person online, who is area code 504. You're on the air.
Hey.
Hi, sweetie.
Hey.
Catherine, how are you doing?
Wonderful, Catherine. How are you?
Hanging in there. I just have a quick one. Okay, it's called Love and Empty Epithet. The words were silk and amaret when she was more than a screen name, abbreviated. Perhaps she was a shadow of the light he could not see inside himself. The words were always so easy for him. They eclipsed one another, so stagnant. She held her heart in her hand. Perhaps he was a reflection of her first love. There's only so much time in a lifetime. Shedding invisible tears, she would never tell him what he could not hear. And she held that last shred of pride with white knuckles and a smile and peace.
Wow. That was amazing, sweetheart.
Thank you.
But your short ones?
Mm-hmm.
When you read short poems, it's like somebody coming up and kissing you like you're about to have the best sex of your life, and then they just walk away.
I don't know if that's a good thing.
It is. It's like, more. wait.
That means I need to work on my closing lines better, huh? Because the orgasm should be there, I'm just saying.
The you're just such an awesome writer, and I love hearing you read. I love hearing you read your poetry. I love the clouds and stuff you do, but I'm a super fan of just your work.
Thank you.
The little musings of your mind that are all yours and yours alone. You're just an incredible writer, so versatile in so many things. But your own personal work is my favorite.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's just Catherine Wyatt Trinity Poetry. You told me not to ever say that. It's Catherine Wyatt Trinity Poetry at Facebook. And then I've got my two books at Amazon under Catherine Wyatt for The Essence and This One's Blind Artist.
Very cool. All right, baby. Awesome job.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Think of something else and you want to call back in, do okay?
All right, thanks. Bye.
All right, honey. We'll talk to you later.
Bye, Michael.
Michael's muted.
I was.
I'm going to have to work on like, my Michael impersonation, so when someone says that and I know that you're muted,
mm-hmm.
I can say,
you can bail me out.
Thank you so much.
Just record it.
That would work. Really.
Mm-hmm.
Have little Michael clips. I can pretend like you're here when you're not even really here.
Yeah. You don't need me at all.
Yes, I do. We wouldn't be on the air still if it weren't for you. You know that.
You're pretty important too there.
Yeah, we wouldn't still be doing this if you hadn't been with me all these years. All right, so dun dun dun. Who's next?
All right, next up is our wonderful friend, Robbie.
Yo. How it goes?
Yo. You just called me a yo-yo. I don't know if I'm going to talk to you now, Robbie. You just called me a yo-yo.
Oh, no. My world is shattered.
I bet. How you doing, sweetie?
Oh, not too bad. I just wanted to put something in the chat before I begin with the poem. I had a poem put on an album again, and I have one next month coming up too. It's earthmantra.com/album/Neptune, and it's there's a poem on that front page there, and also in the download there, my poem is in there, and also there's a art show I'm going to be going to, the ILRC, Independent Living Resource Center. It's called Artistic Ambitions, and the poem that I helped to get done creatively from the workshop that I did there is going to be displayed there, so I'm going to go to that. And then tomorrow I'm going to be there's a volunteer appreciation night for all the people that were involved with two projects that the, whatchamacallit, Definitely Superior Art Gallery did. So I'm going to be there tomorrow night doing that, and there's going to be like aperitifs and hors d'oeuvres and that sort of thing, so I'm keeping busy for sure.
That's awesome. I'm so excited for all the stuff you're doing.
Thanks. My book is getting closer to being done as well, so that's exciting.
I know. I'm really excited about that. You got to just be on pins and needles.
You're at my mercy.
So what'd you bring us tonight, hon?
I thought I left you silent there for a sec. I have something called Loving, and let's see here. It was set to this one video I watched that was just absolutely, totally gorgeous. And so, yeah, I'm reading this tonight, and I'm hoping that I didn't read this like last week. I don't think I did. I'm trying to remember what I read last week. But it's hard for me to remember being on so many poetry shows and everything else I do. So anyway, this is called Loving. Okay. For me, loving you is nothing less than eternity and an unguarded smile, a gregarious grin of Cheshire moments, blinking in and out of existence. And yet, somehow, each moment is eternal, an eternal moment of loving you in fullness, holding you in lavender embrace. For me, loving you is nothing less than the ringing notes of eternity, sung from the mysterious tones of a metallic drum, singing out yearnings of two lavender souls, orbiting like suns and moons twixt magical stars, constellations of love expressing an eternal lavender hue of passion, a passion expressed twixt only me and you. I could never know anything but this, sepia moments of love antiquated in frames of eternal time, the rhyme of two poets, sublime, interwoven like a web of words that only these two poets could express. Aches of tenderness are felt between us as miles place us apart, and yet the power of poetic minds and imparts an expressed litany of tearful passions, bridging all the miles that lie between. Lavender's light shone in the starlight that illumines this aching moon, love's light spilling like poetic wine, the vine of its vintage trellis like starlight that only poetry could possess. I could love you no less than this, than with the entirety of my existence, as heaving breast meets heaving chest, two souls perfectly entwined in the vines of love, the wine of love, a perfect vintage distilled between us, possessed by us and only us, coveted by the gods themselves. As Hermes runs fervidly upon his pace to place the constellations of our love in the sky, a constellation so brilliant, yet one that only we can see. I present this now, this constellation of love to you, hued in lavender's loving hue, a love that exists twixt only me and you. And I look up to the sky each night, in rain or shine, knowing that this constellation, that our love, it does express, it is one that no force in the world could tear us apart, causing us this love to dispossess. And that is loving, and I'm hoping that's not the exact same poem that I read last week.
Nope, you're good.
Okay.
you're good on the one you read last week not being the same one, and you're good on that was an amazing poem.
Oh, okay, thanks.
He's so modest. Okay, thanks. I'm so cool.
You said it, not me.
Oh, you're awesome. So, sweetie, you need to tell everyone everything that's going on, everything that you're doing, blah, 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 all that good stuff.
Yeah, I had covered some of that in the beginning there. I put the links in the chat. But yeah, the two art shows that I'm going to, my book's much closer to being done, and also I've got that album, Neptune, on the earthmantra.com label. And next month is going to be an album. You're going to hear my clickety-clackety typing here for a sec. Wings of an Angel at Bandcamp. And, yeah, he's yet another ambient artist. I've really hooked up with the ambient music artists, I think, because my poetry has the same kind of feel as their ambient music. So, next month coming up is at wingsofanangel.bandcamp.com. He's going to be featuring my poetry on his album, and it's going to be called The Year I Tried to Kill My Love. And when I saw the titles of the tracks, and that it sounds like it's talking about when you feel like love is an emotion that's not present inside you anymore, or you're struggling to be in touch with it, that sort of thing. So I wrote the poem as a reflection of that, and it comes out well, because that's actually been a lot of what I've gone through, because it's been hard for me to it's been hard because I've had to work so hard and so intensely for so long on things, getting to where I am now. It's been hard for me to just kind of slow down, smell the roses, and to get in touch with the, what's good about it all, like to be able to enjoy it. you know, and feel the positive emotions inside me for it and all that. So, and getting lost with the touch of my good feelings. So, yeah. So, and I can be found at robbiebabydarkpoet.wix.com/poetry. And there you'll be hyperlinked to everything like my Robbie Baby's poetry page on Facebook and all that. So, whew, that was like one deep breath. I tried to make it short, but...
Well, we know how to find you now.
Yep. After all that.
All right, baby. Awesome read. Thank you so much for calling in. Are you going to hang around for a while and listen in? What's going on?
Yeah. I'll hang around for a while, and I'll just take myself off the queue for now, and if I decide I want to read something else, I'll just press the one again. But, yeah, I'll keep myself on the line.
Perfect. All right, Robbie baby. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, Michael. How are we doing?
All right. We are doing quite okay here. All right, next up is area code 803. You're on the air.
Peace, everybody. This is Max Parthas.
Hey,
Max. How are you, sweetie?
Hey, what's up, Allie? What's happening, Mike? I'm sitting here with Tribal Rain and Jessica Nine-Name. She came to visit us in South Carolina. She's here from Newport, Rhode Island at the moment.
Oh, that is awesome. Hey, Tribal.
They saying, hey.
We figured we'd love her.
Call in and maybe share some prose with you. It's been a while.
Oh, please do. Please do. The stage is all yours.
I think, you know me, I always come with you and do something different. Well, I don't know if you're aware of it, but weird buzz going on, but I don't know if you're aware of it, but June 27th is National FU Day. It's a holiday that I created. Did you participate this year?
Fuzzy Udder Day?
It's National FU Day.
Fuzzy Udders. So we celebrate fuzzy cows. Oh, fuck
yeah,
you day.
That's a good one. Okay.
You can say it. It's okay.
I was trying to save it because I got more than one to say.
Okay,
right?
Okay.
But nonetheless, it's National FU Day on the 27th of June. Every year we celebrate it, and it's been getting pretty popular. It's where you save all those FUs till that day, and you make a list, and then you really give it to people, and you just let it go. Well, I made my list this year, and I figured I'd read my list here on your show. So,
oh, please.
My FU list for National FU Day 2014, part one, part two came later, and it was one topic by itself, goes like this. To whoever wrote the phrase, half-breed shenanigans, fuck you. Fuck the police forever. To all three branches of government, fuck you. To every prison guard of color, fuck you. To all private prisons, if I had an army, I'd storm your damn walls and free my people, fuck you. To the fourth branch of the government, a.k.a. mainstream media, fuck you. To all the public service companies, i.e. electric, water, phone, cable, etc., like those people that are out there with Detroit right now, fuck you, you extortionist bastards. To Nike, a company openly using slave labor with black celebrities hawking your shit. Fuck you and them. To the white community who boycotted the session live in Columbia, South Carolina a while back. Guess what? Fuck you. To you so-called activists getting paid on people's misery. Fuck you. To all the people who spend more time hating me than helping me. Fuck you. To RT America, who stole the idea of National FU Day and didn't give me credit. Fuck you, too. To the cowards, too afraid to challenge their own shaky beliefs. Fuck you. To Morgan Freeman and Don Lemon, fuck you both. To all you prison reformists looking to keep slavery lucrative, fuck you. Fuck the White House. Fuck Hillary Clinton, fuck the Democrats and the Republicans, fuck the Libertarians, fuck the Tea Party twice, to KKK Broadcasting, a.k.a. Fox News, fuck you, and all the people who watch your retarded racist-ass programs, fuck a white Jesus, white Noah, and white Cleopatra, fuck me for not being able to keep my own sons out of prison, fuck racists, fuck ignorance, fuck judges, prosecutors, lawyers, and DAs, fuck rules, political correctness, censorship, and high horse thinkers. Fuck you if you don't like it. Peace.
Where's part two?
Part two is coming right here from Tribal Rain.
Okay. What up, people? How are you? Hey, beautiful. How are you?
I am doing good. Mine was actually inspired by Max Parthas, and it's called The City's Mothers Are in Mourning. The city's mothers are in mourning, just as in ancient days, wailing with lungs too dry to draw breath, empty-wombed misfits, children torn from their bodies and cast aside like disregarded refuse, misused, unloved, and forgotten, beaten down by society's mishaps. The city's mothers are in mourning. They're walking around in a daze, forgetting about the life that continues to go on without them. They hear the long-gone laughter and reach for the outstretched hands that no longer dwell in the land of the living. They shuffle along haunted by the memories of their lost loved ones, gone too soon. Empty shells of their former selves, they've been placed on shelves in the basements of lost remembrances and labeled damaged goods, beaten down by the hood and the slave catchers who run it. So we may never find out who done it, but we all know who pulled the trigger, who fired the gun, who sold them the drugs, or as Will the Real said, who shouted, run, nigger, run, who shot them in the backs of squad cars and dark alleys and on school grounds as they were lying down, face down, with hands cuffed behind their backs. We've all been appraised of the so-called facts. We all know who shot them dead. It was the same motherfuckers we hired to protect and serve. They were killed by the Brotherhood, men wearing white hoods masked by blue badges, marked for death simply because of the color of their skin. And because of those badges, we'll be fucked yet again, and justice will not be served. The city's mothers are in mourning. They know these mean streets that still heart beats and fill up graveyards and prison buildings. This here melanin life is hard and unyielding. Death stalks your child and mine from the moment we draw a breath, so ain't no rest for the weary and downtrodden. The city's mothers are constantly on the run, running from street corner to hospital room, from hospital room to courthouse, from courthouse to prison building, from prison building to funeral home, and don't even mention hope, because all our hope is gone. Our hope drained out into the gutter along with the lifeblood of our husbands and sons, while everyone stood by and became witness to murder most foul. And you wonder why we howl out in misery and rage? The city's mothers are in mourning, each and every one of them the same. Weary-eyed, empty-armed, battle-scarred silhouettes of their former selves. Arms needing, entreating, needing to hold on to their lost loved ones. The city's mothers are in mourning, hunted by the forlorn sounds of freedom's non-existent ringing. Peace.
You know, that was so incredibly powerful. You think about moms when their babies are born, and they're these tiny little frail, beautiful little faces, and, you know, you think about how are they going to grow up, you know, and you have dreams for them and things like that. And,
yes.
And it's scary because you know, that this little child that you created and you want to give the moon and the stars and the world to, and you want them, you know, you just have such hope.
And the sad part is you have to raise them to be afraid.
Yeah,
the people they're supposed to look forward to protecting them are the ones that's killing them.
Exactly. You know, and it's sad. I mean, there was so much. Every single day you can pick up a paper and find that poem. Every single day you can turn on the news and you can find that poem. And
yes,
I love that it focuses on the mothers because, you know, I can't even imagine that, you know, what it would be like to you know, and poems like that are important so that I can imagine, you know, I've got three sons.
Yeah.
You know, and what would I do?
And the sad part is I've watched it happen myself personally several times and been there with the mothers and consoled the mothers and listened to their stories and dried their tears. So
you can tell. I mean, it's very, very concrete in the poem, the emotion, the feeling, the absolute wrecking ball in your gut to listen to it, and it was just incredible.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, sweetheart. I am so glad that you guys called in. I know that you guys are so busy in everything that you're doing. You guys have a ton of stuff going on all the time, and the fact that you guys were able to call in tonight really means a lot to me, to all of us.
Yes. Well, we have one more surprise for you. We have J9 here with us.
Oh, you're kidding me.
And she might be wanting to say a few things. Hold on one sec.
Awesome.
Hello.
Hi, sweetheart.
How's everybody doing?
Good.
Wonderful.
How are you? This is awesome. Welcome. I'm really glad you're here.
Thank you. It was funny. I was like, just on vacation, but let's go ahead and do some work. Why not, right?
Exactly.
So thank you for having me.
Our pleasure. What'd you bring us tonight, honey?
Some words that might rhyme. So this poem is not, it's called No One Remembers Tupac. A woman drove her children into the sea. The media and people condemn her. I read she was tired of taking abuse from her husband of a decade. I bet she was taking meds, seeing someone, hiding her pain without poems, her prayers for relief somehow sent to heaven, intercepted by a black hole. Over-medicated and under-loved, she was over-medicated and under-loved. Once upon a time in a galaxy far, far away, a therapist told me I had a flat effect. Over-medicated, numb to the abuse, numb to joy. Fantasize about ending you with no feeling, ending myself, another woman in jail, more children abandoned, another woman dead by proxy. Last night, I heard a poem about children who are hungry and the damnation of poor single mothers who work. And this morning, we are out of eggs again. My checks are late, but the food pantry is open at 11. I ponder for a moment. When I repressed, shoved my dream away, I wasn't on the back burner, pot dusty back in the back of the pantry. I don't even believe I valued myself enough to exist. No monetary rewards for art, living life with a broken heart. The other day, I read your thoughts on court paper saying that somehow your $84,000 military career leaves you without money for eggs, wedding participation, and birthday presents. You are still living in a world where I, pop pills, could work 60 hours a week, anxiety, depression, pain, pop pills, inflammation, pain, pills, swallowed with some wine. It's socially acceptable to be a functioning alcoholic with children, ulcers at 29. I watched a woman on TV whose husband went to prison for molesting boys in a small house. She would have heard their screams. She believes they're all lying. Her husband would never do that, and she would have heard them scream. I wonder if those low-income kids who look like my sons, I wonder if those boys have poems, if they still dream that this time the black hole somehow reflects black. A woman is in jail for driving her children into the sea. Children are hungry, and molested boys are being prescribed pills to forget that his wife couldn't hear their screams. I sit, have my cup of coffee, and get ready to practice my new yoga sequence for my students in the pretty renovated tax credit homes in the projects. How many women, women like she who existed before me, numb, driving themselves into the ocean of despair, feeding their children on stone soup and air on empty, not hearing, not seeing, discounted, not valued, forced into a flat effect, forced into separation of self, dying by proxy, without pens and prayers, without knowing I love them. I hope you know that I love you. Please know that I love you, even if it's just me and Tupac. Who cares? Thank you.
That was incredible.
Thank you.
You know,
thank
a lot of
letting me share.
One of the things, and I love that you wrote that too, because one of the things that people really need to do is, and to understand who Tupac was, is to separate him from his music. You guys need to go look up his lyrics and actually read how deep of a writer he was. If you guys, you know, it's one thing to hear a song and bebop around and yahoo, that's all fun and good. But he was a really, really incredibly intelligent and deep person. And that really comes through when you read his writing, you know, when you separate it and you listen to just the voice, not the music. It's pretty phenomenal.
Yeah, I'm kind of a fan. You know, I did it in a slam and no one got the Tupac reference because I guess I'm getting old. But it's okay. I'm glad that people still care.
Indeed. Hey, sweetie, tell everyone how they can find you, please.
You can go to www.jessica9names.com, the number 9. And same thing on Reverb Nation, jessica9names.com. Well, it's Reverb Nation. But that's pretty much it. I also teach yoga, so you can go to j9yoga.org, learn some metaphysical things there if you choose to. And that's really it. Thank you for letting me say a few things on my vacation. This is pretty awesome. And I didn't even have to put on clothes.
It's
great.
Too. Please
tell
them.
Yeah, this is my first time reading
us
on the radio, internet.
Tell them thank you for giving me the phone so that you can read on the show and let the whole world share that with you today. And, you know, now that you've, you know, you need to come back and share more. We would absolutely love to hear some more.
Oh, absolutely come back. This is great.
Very cool.
All right,
I'll
put Max back on the
thank
phone.
You.
All right, thank you. On the internet.
Did you guys enjoy that?
We did, all of it, Max.
Cool.
I am so glad. Thank you so much for you guys calling in tonight.
Indeed. And thanks for letting J9 break her cherry here. You know, she's been doing spoken word and poetry at live venues for quite some time. She didn't even know this type of environment existed. So, you know, we've been around for a long time. I had to turn her on to it.
I'm really, really glad you did. She she aced that piece. That was amazing.
Yeah, indeed. And the piece by Tribal Rain is something, I think it's the first time she's read that live anywhere. And it's a new piece. In 1 week, we had talked to 6 different women who lost their children, and that birthed that poem. Oh, and my part 2 of FU Day, National FU Day, was simply dedicated to the prosperity pastors out there across America. And I linked the Hear Me Now audio from our Endgame CD.
Very cool. I let Jessica know I just sent her a friend's request, too, so she can... She can hook up with this and get the notice and stuff. Now, the CD, how can people find that?
Everything we do you can find out at MaximumImpactPoetry.com. MaximumImpactPoetry.com will lead you to all our different websites and contacts and fan pages and blah, blah, blah. It's all right there. And you can check us out on New Abolitionist Radio as well, which I do every Wednesday. And I believe there's a documentary out right now with J9 in it for the Wounded Warriors Project. August 24th, there's a documentary from the Wounded Warriors Project coming out with her in it.
Where is that going to be? Where is it going to be broadcast?
Where is it going to be broadcast?
MSNBC.
The Battle Back Home is the series. And it's from the Wounded Warrior Project. She's been working on that for quite some time as a veteran herself.
Very cool. When when that's about ready to come out, have her make sure she posts that on our page or on my page too, so that
we'll do. And I look forward to talking to you guys again. It's been years. It's going to be years. Take care, Michael. Take care, Nala. See you.
You too, man.
Thanks, sweetheart. Okay. Na-na-na-na.
Ta-ta-na. All right. Okay. Next up. Next up is the Grand Fuzzy One. You are on the air.
Oh, Fuzzy Hermit in the Woods coming live from the kennel again. Now we got 2 in heat. Fun, fun.
Are you
going
to have puppies?
I don't know. I'm working on it. See what happens.
Oh, you'll be so excited.
Sent a message to a friend who works for she's worked for a veterinary clinic. She actually runs the office, has for years, but she's got her own little farmette and a bunch of different kinds of animals, and they actually breed Three Pyrenees livestock guardian dog, so I wanted to answer a couple of questions. I did a little research last week and found out that my next-door neighbor's dog is not actually a Polish sheepdog. It's actually a Polish Tatra sheepdog. They're two different ones. And the Tatra is, I've told you about Max before. You know, he's got to be 150 pounds. Looks like freaking Cujo when I walk up the road to my mailbox, standing behind the electric fence. But he knows not to mess with me because when he was a puppy, I used to growl at him really loud and he'd just run away.
Well, you know, you have to establish that, especially with dogs that are not so far bred from the wild.
Well,
still have that.
See, the thing is, with livestock guardian dogs, they protect family and mainly the animals because they bond more with the animals than with the humans. So he's doing his job. And mostly what they do is bark and snarl. They don't attack unless there's a real threat. So I'm not afraid of him. But I let him know before he was a year old who was boss. And when I go over there and talk with the owner, you know, he might snarl at me a little bit, but then my neighbor will say something to him because he only knows Polish, unfortunately. And I only know one word that he told me, which is spokli, which I think is something like, it means something like calm down or relax. And so I always say that to Max when I go get my mail. Probably goes in one ear and out the other, but would be an interesting mix, him and Sheila. So,
well, I'll keep my fingers
turn up
crossed.
You hear me okay?
Yeah. It's a little low, but we can hear you clearly.
It was what?
I said it's a little low, but we can hear you clearly.
No, you're breaking up.
Because breaking up is hard to do.
Now you're not. Okay. So, I've entitled Life Path Lessons. In these log walls, I breathe. As my mind crawls through countless memories, which lay scattered upon the trail in which my life has traveled, so many memories, I cannot catalog them all, in part because forgotten memories come into my consciousness seemingly at random. Yet, I know in my soul these newly reawakened memories have come alive now to teach me what I now need to know before I take the next steps on the trail of my life. I breathe slowly with purpose because some of these memories awaken dormant emotions, some of which were buried to save my young soul. Yet now they need to be experienced and expressed so the repressed power within them does not kill me. As I exhale, the negativity within is released in part. The remaining negativity needs to be felt at my core, then channeled through my voice and in my written words. Another trail I purposely leave behind me so that others may learn what they can from my experiences and my emotions, and maybe not make the same mistakes I have made. especially along the parts of my life path which look washed out by my own peers. Fear not as you travel your life path, because along the way your path will cross the life path of others, some who have already been where you are now and learned. They are your teachers. Some who have not been where you are already, where you already have, these are your students. Listen to both your teachers and your students, because they all have something they need to teach you, so that you may continue traveling on your life path. End poem.
That was incredible, James.
Thank you.
I stalled there for a minute.
I was
going to say one fuzzy James. I didn't know what to call you.
No. So you were mesmerized.
I was.
For a moment. Yeah. Even though my lips got in the way of my mouth for a few times there.
That's okay. That you'll be all right. Poetry
yeah.
does that.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Especially when you're reading something that actually has a couple of notes in it that you didn't remove or you changed a couple of words. So you read something that you actually had changed, so you have to go back and reread what you changed
uh-huh.
to do. But that's
real
what,
hard when I do that. I'll change something and then I forget what it was, and I end up I always read it. Even though it says one thing on paper, I read it the way I originally wrote it. Edits don't like me real well.
Well, that's okay. Okay.
So, tell us about the book. Tell us about what you're doing. Tell us about all that good stuff, baby.
Oh, camping with the dogs for the past week. Going to be at least another 3 weeks, I think, now.
Where'd you go camping with the dogs? Real quick, because I get in trouble when I talk too long.
I am in the kennel. I'm not in where I usually am.
Ah.
Keep the dogs quiet, the boys quiet, because they like to act like drunken frat boys when the girls are in heat.
Well, just stay in the house and let them have some fun, Daddy.
Well, not when they want to beat each other up. I can't
that's
allow
true.
That
oh,
to
that's
happen.
The boys, the alpha male pecking yeah. dog thing. I forgot.
Yeah, and fortunately, Dana and Sheila get along, whereas a couple of the other girls I had, if they all went in the heat at the same time, I do not like using this word, but I'm just going to use it for emphasis, that the bitches can fight.
You're cutting out, one Sapien. We can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
You're really super low. We can't hear you very well.
How about now?
Still low.
How about now?
That's a little better.
Yep. Okay, I cranked it all the way up. I don't normally use this word because I just don't like it. I don't even like it when they use it to describe dogs. But the bitches can fight, and they do. And it's as bad as the boys. But fortunately, I don't have to deal with that anymore because Dana and her daughter get along great.
You know, bitch isn't a bad word anymore. It used to be like it was a real bad thing to call somebody, but it's really not anymore. I mean, Elton John kind of made that cool when he did that song, The Bitches, back in the 80s. You know, it kind of took the shock factor out of it. It's kind of like saying damn, you know?
No, I don't know. I just still, I don't know, maybe it's because I'm getting old.
Because you're an old-school gentleman and you were raised well.
Knee-jerk reaction to the old negative way the word was used.
Mm-hmm. I got knee-jerk reaction. All right, baby, tell them how to find
yeah.
you.
You can find me by typing in Poetry in the Wind as one word, no spaces, in the Facebook search box, and you will find me there. Don't waste your time on the Google box, because I'm not really Googleable, other than you might find my mashed up Twerky Tweets MySpace page, thanks to whoever the moronic person was who bought MySpace and completely trashed it after it was already trashed. And if you're interested in reading some of my pieces, you can find them in a book entitled Held, A Fusion of Brilliance, Volume 2, and it's available on Amazon, the International Anthology of Writers from Canada, the UK, and the US, which was published in January of 2012. So you get some international poetry, writing, slash wisdom, whatever. So, there you go.
Can't hear you again.
You lost me, where'd you lose me?
You're really low.
What about now?
Still really low, honey.
Oh, that's the wonders of being in the boonies. Any better now?
No, worse.
Really?
Yeah.
What about now?
It's terrible. It's horrible.
Maybe I think I'll have to call back. My links are in the chat. Did you hear
that?
All right,
sweetie.
I'm going to call back.
Okay. Yeah, because it's really super, super low. You'll hear it in the archives.
Okay.
All right, hon. We'll talk to you later.
Okay. Okay.
Bye.
Thanks. All right. Thanks, everybody.
See you, Kim.
So that last part kind of sounded good. All right.
Okay, so let's see. Who is 6 and 8? Oh, wait, look at this. 506, you're on the air.
Good evening.
Holy shit. I don't even know you anymore. Who are you?
Jeez. You put a city through a hurricane and lose power and nobody knows you anymore.
No, because you haven't shaved.
Well, that's not going to happen.
I don't want to hear it. I got you to shave once. I'm good. So how are you? Oh, wait. Who are
good.
You?
This is Andrew calling from the what is left of New Brunswick.
So what happened?
Hurricane Arthur came in over last weekend and pretty much the province lost power.
You know, I have to say this, guys, because this is really a pet peeve of mine. And Andy, I'm sorry, but I just have to say this. Who in the hell started naming hurricanes after men? Hurricane Arthur, really? Like, that really sounds threatening. I want to hear, like, you know, Hurricane Beulah Ballbreaker. Now, that's frightening, okay?
They name hurricanes after ladies, too.
They always do that. And then they slip, the guys just got, like went to a secret guy meeting, scratching and their balls and spitting and doing boy things and decided, let's slip one in on them. They won't notice. And now you think you guys can do it all the time. No, hurricanes are women. Period. Someone would tell me Hurricane Arthur is going to come get me, and I'd go, oh, my, I better put away the china. Hurricane Arthur is on its way. Really? Okay, I'm better now. I just had to say it. Sorry.
Done?
I'm done.
All right.
So, go ahead and read your poem in the wake of Hurricane Arthur.
Wow.
So was it really bad?
Yeah, seriously.
Aren't you glad it wasn't a woman?
Yeah, because I mean, it was a lazy hurricane. Oh, they're still putting the other, like, they're, the big thing right now is just getting power to everybody. There's large portions of where I am right now that just don't have power.
Wow.
So, happens. That's life. Just deal with it.
Did you take pictures?
No.
Why?
Because I was inside during the hurricane.
You know, if I was in a hurricane, I would get like one of those deep sea diving suits, and I'd find
mm-hmm.
the biggest secure post, and I'd have people duct tape me to it in this hurricane helmet, and, I mean this deep sea diving helmet and suit, and then have like my hands held up in front of my face, duct taped to my helmet, and so I could sit there and take pictures during the whole thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's you. no, it was pretty messy. Very messy.
Well, you need to go take pictures of the aftermath then.
Oh, yeah. I will be doing that.
Okay. So I bet you have a story for us.
Yes, I do. This is an old one.
Woo-hoo.
Angry. Yes, wouldn't you be? My name is Rick, and I'm 63. I stand today just an old tired man, a man who has lived with all he can. All my life, that was not a lot. I could not go to school to be taught. It's not that I wasn't given a try, but I was left out to fry. It was over the words of tolerance and inclusion were used. Rocks thrown, sticks used to beat. I was too afraid to even look down the street. My spine never did heal right from being pushed from a tree. It grew hunchback for all to see. Life wasn't better as I grew into an adult, treated as I was part of a cult. Words thrown like stones of my youth. Not anymore did I know the truth. People just pointed with laughter of the ignorant. When it came to me, no one was tolerant. Beatings never went away. I hear the brunt of this to this day. My voice is just a whisper, broken of the hands of another. Words always did come slow. Now they just feel like they can't go. I'm tired of being another's freak. I'm really too afraid to speak. I've never been able to earn money on my own. My clothes so old, they're barely sewn. Small room, no belongings. I have really nothing. I'm barely able to eat. I wake up already beat. I can't stand being looked at. I try to cover my face with the brim of my hat. I don't even know if people are hindering or being nice and helping. I just jerk away in hell. They haven't even seen my hell. All the laughing, poking, prodding, living in bones that are constantly aching because to them I was just slow. A person that did not know. I feel the world has beaten me to death and is waiting for my final breath. I am very, the amount of anger I feel and you see, but then again, wouldn't you be? End poem.
You've read that one to me before.
Yes.
Right? And
right.
I'm trying to remember. First thing I'm thinking, oh, it's about the glass man. It's not about the glass man.
Not about the glass man.
What's that?
It's not about the glass man.
And I'm trying to remember. Okay, I know who this is poems about, but I don't remember, so tell me.
I used to work in a department store, and there was a gentleman that looked like the person I just described. Now, everybody got mad at him because he was extremely quick to anger, but you could tell he was pissed when he came through the door. You could tell that there were certain things, I'm going to say, that weren't right, and nobody understood this. So what I did was I came up with his backstory.
I remember that now.
Yeah, you could really tell that he was living a hard life at the time.
Well, you know,
so
we're all
I
products
went.
Of the fingerprints people leave behind.
Yes. And the reason I read that is because
Since the day I read it, I've been trying to get it published, and it was accepted by Brian Books Publishing very recently in an upcoming anthology.
That is awesome. Was that one of the things on my page or not?
Could have been. This I submitted it a long time ago. I'd have to look.
That's awesome. I'm so proud of you.
So, yeah, it was one of those poems that I just wanted to see if it could get published, and I've been trying for 4 years now since I wrote it.
Well, you know, every poem has a home somewhere.
Yes. But you know the blister poem got published before this one did?
Shut up. You just like saying that to me. You love bringing that up. It doesn't matter what we're talking about. I made cupcakes today. Yes, do you remember the blister poem talked about almost a cupcake, but I cut out that line? Really?
Good, have fun.
The only poem he's ever written that just bugs the hell out of me. He never lets me forget it. This was inspired by a blister. But, you know,
a really disgusting blister, too.
I know. You just got to love how inspiration hits you, though, right?
Oh, of course.
I just love teasing you about that poem. It's an awesome poem. Congratulations on this getting published. You're doing really well with that.
Yeah, no, it's kind of cool. I have a goal in my head of how many pieces that I wish to get published, and that'd be that. And I'm almost there.
So why are you submitting stuff to get published?
You ready?
Yeah.
If you look up the story of Dylan Thomas, he had a certain amount of pieces published that were not his, like not his own collections. So they're in publications worldwide. All I want to beat the number. That's why I'm doing it.
Men are so competitive.
And I'm not that far off.
That's awesome.
Because I keep track like a librarian.
Yes, you and your little planner and this. And
yep.
Excel spreadsheets.
Yep.
That's very cool. Seriously, you know, all teasing you and stuff aside, I really am proud of you. And it's really cool that you do that. It was pretty kind of spooky starting out submitting your stuff, wasn't it?
It was. But I tell people after a little bit, your ego gets involved. Because when you first start submitting, 9 times out of 10, you're going to get rejected. It's just the way it is. But your ego gets involved after that. And it becomes, oh, you think it's not good enough, just wait. You know what I mean?
No, I think that's for me. It's just you, Andy.
Yeah, that's what happened, actually. But no, and it goes back to what you say. I mean, you got to read their criteria and all that stuff, because they will reject it if you don't.
Most people get rejected and they get butt hurt and then they get sad and then they don't ever submit again.
Oh, no, my ego gets involved and I go, what's this?
Yeah.
Somebody will publish this.
You know, I put a lot of, and I'm going to bring this up, just let me just butt right in here on your time
yep.
here, Andy. But I put a lot of journals and stuff that are accepting submissions on my Facebook page. But
yep.
once a week I jump on there and do that. And I try to find stuff that I think, you know, specifically themed journals and anthologies and things like that, fledgling publications and things, so that you guys can start submitting. And it's, you know, depending on what your goals are for yourself as a writer. You know, and I don't know anyone out there, you know, people always say, I write for myself. Well, if you wrote for yourself, you wouldn't publish it or post it in public. You wouldn't come on radio shows and read it. So, you know, tell it to someone else because I don't believe it. Sorry, you're barking up the wrong tree here. You write because you have something to say. And if you have something to say, you need someone to hear it, you know. So,
mm-hmm.
and there's nothing wrong. You know, poets, out of all of the artists, are beat into submission. Because there's no money in poetry. Poetry, it's one of the last arts where, you know, if you're a painter, if you're a musician, if you're someone who makes stuff with clay, you know, most artists can make a living with their art, except for poets, okay? You know, and so we're taught to be very humble, you know, but no, you know, we don't have to be humble. It's okay to say, I have something to say, I want you to listen to it, you know, and so it's awesome to be able to put your work out there. And, you know, self-publishing is fine, guys, and I've got a whole talk I'm going to do about that. But you have to be really, really careful in self-publishing because you can kill your poems, okay? And I'll explain that in one of the workshops. But you're much better to publish a chapbook than you are to publish a collection of poetry, depending on what your personal goals are for your writing. You know, you get a couple chapbooks out there and you get some publications under your belt, and, you know, you just have to, most of the time when you submit a poem and it gets rejected, has nothing to do at all with the piece itself. It's because some submission guidelines weren't followed. You know, you just sent a poem about, you know, Bobo the erotic zombie killer to, you know, a Christian publication. Or you didn't, you know, they ask for certain submission guidelines and they're not followed. That's the main reason that things don't even make it to the second read. So you could have one of the most amazing poems in the world, and because something wasn't followed, it never makes it. And then you take it personally because you think that it's about your writing. Well, it's not, you know. And, you know, the fact that they rejected it could be because they already have three poems, or they already have a poem about a baseball game, or they already have a poem about this subject, you know, and that one's already have been accepted. So you just have to keep, you know, submitting your work and not take it personally. You know, just find places for your poems. Be picky. Say, I need to find a home for this one. And then go out and target a journal for that piece that you know it's a fit, you know, and you'll get used to that. So watch those links that I put on my page and submit your work. Listen, look at the guidelines. You'll learn as you go. And, you know, it's a pretty amazing thing, isn't it, Andy, when one gets accepted?
Yeah. No, it's very cool. Very proud moment.
Do you remember the first poem of yours that ever got accepted for publication?
Geez. It was in a magazine in Ontario. And I believe it was called A Rose for You.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
I believe it was called A Rose for You, and it was a magazine in Ontario.
Very cool. You're doing awesome. Proud of you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Did you tell everyone how to find you yet?
No, you were talking.
Hey, that's what I do. Okay,
throwing
go ahead.
Out there. All right, you can find me at Facebook, Andrew Scott. You can go to my website, andrewmscott.com. You can go to Amazon and find Snake with a Flower or the other book, The Phoenix Has Risen, or you can hear me Sunday night, 7 o'clock Eastern Time, right here on Block Talk Radio, on Speakeasy Presents Reverse, where you call in with not your works, but the works of somebody else that inspire you, and that'd be that.
Very cool. All right, sweetie. Thank you so much for calling in. Are you calling in from work?
Yes.
Are you at your desk?
Yes.
Oh, cool. All right.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Okay. See you later.
Bye. Okay.
Okay, now I'm back.
I knew you'd get here eventually.
Yeah, I know. All right, so we have a few new callers still to come, and a couple of possible... Actually, you know what? I just saw somebody on here who dropped a while ago, so I'm going to grab them next. Yeah, and actually, coming up after that will be 216 and our friend Noreen at 863, so just to let those guys know. So here we go with 732. You're on the air.
Hello.
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 Hey, guys, you can hear me. Cool. Heavy Metal Poet here coming to you live.
Hey, sweetie, how are you doing?
All right. It's been a real crazy week. It's getting real busy now. This past Monday, I held my first open mic event. That went real good. That was successful and all that. Don't mind me if I sound kind of tired. That's because I am. Like I said, it's been a rough week. I'm actually outside now, standing outside an open mic event where I just read now.
Oh, that's awesome.
So I figured I'd give you guys a call real quick before time slips away. Yeah, I did the open mic on Monday, and then everybody afterwards was asking, like, you know, when's the next one? So what I did, I went and I do it in the library. So I went back to the library, and they had asked me to do it, like, become like a, have the library sponsor me, and we'll do it like once a month. So that's what I'm going to be getting involved in. So.
That's
there
awesome.
You go.
I know
you go.
You
I'm
were all excited about the very first one you were going to do and all fired up about that, and this is just very cool.
Yeah, it went a lot better than I even expected. Like 30 people attended, but, you know, to me 30 people is, you know, a lot. It was a small meeting room, like in a library, so it was kind of cool. But, yeah, hopefully I can get this into a monthly thing. I took a lot of pictures, so, you know, I got to still put them up. I took a lot of pictures of that event, and then I took a video of my last performance at the Revolutionary Lounge Tuesday, so I still have to put that up. So everybody listening, you know, who's a part of my site, keep your eyes peeled. Give it a couple of days. I'll put them up.
Very cool.
So, all right, I bring to you a piece that I wrote, we'll say, a few days ago, because I'm expanding Crush Beneath into a band. Right now I'm doing jamming sessions out and practicing with my cousin, which is a guitar player, and he is an ex-ambulance driver, because it sort of got to him, and, you know, he had some bad history with it, and he had asked me if I could write a piece about post-traumatic stress. So I wrote one. It's kind of vague. It's not exactly into, you know, really detailed, but it's also just the beginning. It could open up into different pieces. So, all right, here we go. Confliction of mentality, aging time with an echo. The mind contorts self-reasoning, streaming conscience into altered states. Mindscapes conclude day's end to be the final exit. Visions behold revealed reality to see what isn't wanted yet needed. Cannot adjust. Bear the guilt, grief, bleed dry through tears within to believe the belief for what is real. Hinder the public from knowing, yet only an elite special force of persons may visualize, to be taken in by the dead. Only they see what others cannot comprehend. The case of why we live in terminal evidential devastation as we defeat our own purpose for greed. The end.
That was really, really good.
Thank you.
That's not an easy subject to work with. You know, I think it's really post-traumatic stress syndrome. They really need to make that needs to be something that the public's really made more aware of. Who was it I was talking to the other day? Where, you know, they associate post-traumatic stress syndrome with soldiers mainly, you know, coming back from the war and stuff, but they don't realize that. It's a very, very real thing for anybody that goes through a very,
mm-hmm.
very traumatic experience emotionally. And, you know, I have someone I lost whose whole life was just totally messed up through very traumatic things that happened to him as a child that really just affected him and carried on to his adulthood. And,
yeah.
You know, so it's just such a real thing. And So I think that anything that educates people on that, you know.
Yeah, because I'm still learning about it myself. I don't know everything about it myself. It's like if my my mom's new husband, he's a good guy, but his daughter married a fella that is like that. He has to have a service dog around. He came back from the war, and he's like that. So between him and then, like, you know, my guitar player, that's why my guitar player had asked me to write that, because it's like, because not a whole lot of people will know about it, and it doesn't really have to just affect, you know, just service. It can affect anybody, really.
Mm-hmm.
But
and the effect of it's very different from person to person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a woman who's in an abused relationship and is suffering from post-traumatic stress syndrome becomes a very quiet, not all of them, but you know what I mean? She can become a very quiet enabler, you know.
I know all about that as well.
Who lives in that victim mentality because she, I mean, it's just, it's her defense mechanism. You know, she's secure in a rolled up ball, like the poet was talking about earlier. You know, to someone who's an abused child, to, you know, it's just such the mind is a very fragile thing, you know, and it finds its own ways of dealing with things. So, yeah, very cool that you wrote that.
So I just figured I'll write that, and maybe I could, you know, branch off of that and go into further details or whatever. But that's a whole separate edgy story right there. I don't want to get too involved and get myself in trouble.
All right, what's going on with you then? What's how we can find you? Where's your work? Blah, 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 all that yummy stuff.
All right. I am actually hooked up to this new site called SoundCloud.com. I have an account on there to where I can actually now read my poetry into it, and people can just go on there, type in my name, and then listen to it. I don't have anything on there just yet. I'm just, you know, I'm new. I haven't had time to actually sit down and record stuff into it yet. My music's on there. You can go to SoundCloud.com and type in True Fireproof in the search, and it will come up, you know, a couple samples of the new music I've been working on. That's me on drums when you listen to it. Other than that, you can just go to Facebook, you know, .com/crushbeneathpoetry. If you want to email me, it's crushbeneathpoetry14@gmail.com. But, and also on my site, you know, all my videos, like I said, if you want, because I'm like a live poet. So it's like I don't have, even though I have enough material to make books, I just don't. I don't know. I just haven't gotten around to it yet. But I'm a live performer. So, yeah. All my videos are on my site. Come check it out. You know, goof on me if you want to. But like I said also, it's like, you know, Monday I had my first open mic. I was so excited about that. That was a great turnout. And then the library had asked, and I'm working with them, you know, to make it a once a month sponsored library event. So Crush Beneath Poetry will be doing that. What else? Tuesday evening at the Revolutionary Lounge, Tom's River, Green, 6 o'clock. I'm at the Green Planet reading, Arnold Avenue, Point Pleasant Beach. That starts at 6:30. I don't even know where the hell I am right now. I'm in Tom's River, New Jersey right now at the Red Roof Inn in the back called Hideaway Lounge. What was really cool is when I was in the library today securing a date for the next event, which is going to be a Halloween event. I want people to dress up. Some guy came up to me that worked at that library, came up to me and shook my hand and said, I remember listening to you read to a performance, you know, way back when, and it was such, you know, he commended me on it. And I'm like, wow. So I guess my name is really getting out there. So that's kind of, that's cool.
That is cool.
So it kind of made me feel all warm and fuzzy inside. Yeah.
Well, now when Sapien has some competition, we have two fuzzy poets.
So it was just kind of cool. All right. I've taken up too much of you guys' time. I appreciate you having me on.
Oh,
and definitely, you listeners out there, come on by, please. Crush Beneath Poetry on Facebook. Come check it out. Come check out the videos and just expand me, man. invite everybody you know. So, all right. I appreciate it, and I'll see you guys next week.
All right, sweetheart. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. So what do we have going on now? Do we have any new callers?
Yep, we still got a couple of people waiting. It's 216. That's Mama, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, she wants to come back on. If we don't have anyone new. I know one Sapien wants to come back on as well.
Okay. We do. I just wanted to make sure I want to get all the new ones in there first. So I'm going to go ahead and take our friend Noreen in a moment. We got about a half hour left, so we should be good. So that's enough of that. 863, you're on the air. So I'm going to go take our friend Noreen in a moment.
Hello.
Hi, Noreen.
Hello, Michael. Hello, Nyla. There, I got it muted. How you all? How you
wonderful
all doing?
Start. How are you?
Okay, I'm doing great. And the poem I have for tonight is called "For I'm a Senior Citizen." Okay, over the hill that I am. And I'm surely no spring chicken. I still have a lot to offer and to give to you, younger ones. Advice, my experiences in life, my talents, advice on marriage, and advice on raising kids, to volunteer my services and my time, and to offer my friendship. Over the hill that I am, but I still have a lot to offer and to give to you, younger ones. For I'm a senior citizen, that I'm proud to say, the end.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, that's something that I talk about a lot, is how forever, you know, the elderly were seen as wise and knowing, and they were loved and taken care of and, you know, respected, and just how we've really changed, how our culture's really changed, how... You know, nowadays, like, you know, if our elderly become a bother, we just shut them away. And that really bothers me. That really does not sit well with me at all. So
it don't me either.
That poem sat real well with me because of that reason.
Okay. Thank you, Nyla. Yep, I have a lot of respect for the elderly, the senior citizens. Because they have a lot to offer, and they're smart, wise. We can learn a lot.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, once their stories are gone, they're gone. We'll never be
right.
able to hear them. Our whole understanding of their era is going to be what the historians put in history books, and that's never right. You know, we need to listen to them.
Right.
In my opinion.
Yes, I agree. Mhm.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, hey, is Gary gonna read?
Yes, he sure is. Okay, here he is. Okay. There you go.
Hello, Nyla.
Hey, sweetheart, how are you doing?
Just fine. Hello, Michael. I reckon he's listening.
Hey,
I could just see his finger flying to unmute.
Yeah. I figured on doing this one called A Guitar Treasure again. It's out of our book that we just put out. It goes like this. This guitar has a heart to talk to my heart. The strings ring and resonate as I dream of plucking them. It is used and scarred from nut to bridge, yet I know it is or can be put in tune with the keys above. I want to hold the neck and hollow body close while I play it to a song I love. I'm singing my best to match the perfect sound coming from the baffles, too. What I don't know is how many names have left their mark on you. End poem.
Wow. Now you are incredibly amazing at putting a strong punch in a little space.
Well, thank you.
you're very welcome.
I better let you have Noreen back so she can tell you where to find us.
Sometimes I think you would be so lost without her. You'd never know where you were.
That's right. I put her right in front of the computer, and I sat back there behind her.
You're awesome. All right, sweetheart. Thank you. Awesome read.
You're welcome. Thank you. Here, Noreen.
Okay.
Hello, Nyla. Hello, Michael. Okay. And both of our poems we read tonight is in a book, our book called Two Hearts in One. And you can find it on Amazon.com and on createspace.com, /3690652. Okay. And you can find Gary on poetrypoem.com, /Gary Snyder with two R's in Gary. And you can also find him on Facebook.com, /Gary Snyder. And you can also find him on wikinut.com under Gary Snyder. And you cannot, wait. And he's also Googleable and Googleable.
Yep.
Okay.
And how about you, love?
Okay. And you can find me on ReverbNation.com, /Noreen N. Snyder. And you can also find me on Facebook.com, /Noreen N. Snyder. And you can also find me on Wikinut.com under Noreen N. Snyder. And you can also find me on PostAnyArticle.com under Noreen N. Snyder. And I'm still working on our site, Gary's and mine. And I'm thinking about, it's going to be on Wix, I'm pretty sure it's going to be, but I'm not through with it yet. Okay, and you can, and I'm also Googleable and Googleable.
Yes, you are, my
okay.
dear.
Okay, and I want to thank One Sapien, Roy here for the beer, and Kenyon for, I got the OA now, old age, for sponsoring this show for the whole year. And I want to thank you, Nyla, and you, Michael, for hosting this show for us poets.
Oh, it's so our pleasure, sweetheart.
Okay, you're welcome. And it's an awesome show, and it's a pleasure to be on here. And thank you for letting us be on here.
Oh, it's, no, thank you for being part of our family. You know that.
Wow, thank you.
We love you, and you and Gary both.
Okay. Okay, thank you. And we love you all, too.
Oh, thank you, sweetie. And we'll talk
okay,
to you next
welcome.
Week.
Yes, we talk to you next week. Yep.
All right, baby.
Okay.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Okay, you're welcome. Okay. Y'all have
Bye.
A good night. Bye.
See you, honey.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Awesome.
All right. So, I believe that was the last of our new callers for the night, which is good because we got some...
Someone else calls in.
Huh?
Unless someone else calls in.
Right, yeah. Obviously, it's still open. So I'm going to go grab a couple of people that wanted to read something else. And we're going to start with... let's see, 216, you're on the air.
216, it's Ola Deidia Gang, and I wanted to read a poem called The Blame Game. I read it on the show about 3 years ago, and I kind of tucked it away, saving it for my book, and I put it back out there the other day just to see if my editor was going to like it for the book, and I got so much rave reviews on it that I usually don't do this, but I'm going to read the reviews after I read the poem. It's only about three, but, you know, they were really good to inspire me to put this in my book, which the name of the book is going to be called Beauty Marks, and... Nyla, I just can't wait till it comes out. It's been 3 years since I wanted to write the name that picture. And I've been plugging away at the book And I think finally it's about to blossom. So, and the name of this, again, is called The Blame Game, and I'm going to read it again. I think I read it a long time ago. Blame it on slavery, Santa Claus, implants, fake hair, them designer clothes, Miss Cleo, contact lenses, food stamps, crack, diet pills, Catholics, no smoking zones, cameras on stoplights, one-way streets, streets with dead ends. I wanted a boy, bad breath, no jobs, racial profiling, Elmo, re-gifting, imports from Taiwan, racism, being too dark, being too yellow, them long-ass arms, them big-ass feet, that big-ass nose, bad feet, climate control. I couldn't see the blackboard, the babysitter, having no shirt, no suit, no tie, them Jamaicans, them Nigerians, them Appalachians, them Asians, them Puerto Ricans, them Mexicans, the bank, the insurance company, the bartender, my barber, the hairdresser, my coach, Baptist churches, church people, them uppity Negroes, them po-ass niggas, slumlords, them badass kids, them big words, gays, Monsanto, preachers, pimps, whores, stepmothers, that unwanted pregnancy, them Arabs, them damn police, them backstabbing friends, bad directions, misinformation, blame it on nobody likes me, my dog, my cat, cruise control, the beer, my teacher, bad dentists, stupid doctors, being too fat, being too ugly, being too sexy, being too skinny, being too smart. The whole damn system, quotas, deadlines, mama, daddy, auntie, uncle, the foster home, lead poisoning, bad water, bad food, being in the wrong place, wrong timing, people who blame things on each other. Grandma spoiled me. Wanted to mention only a few, but the list grew, and I just hate it when that happens. But blame it on anything and everyone. There's plenty blame to go around. Blame it on anyone, but do not blame me or God, because for some reason he wanted me to write this. And that's in poem. And this is some of the comments. I'm just going to read like three of them. The twist is flawless and educative import. This is one of my favorite poems by far worldwide, and I'm still rereading it aloud. And the fascinating thing about this poem is it has to deal with the wordplay and the twist seeming along the lines, and I am still rereading. And then this one here says, you never stop, cease to amuse me. And I'm not going to read all of them, but that was, those are the ones I thought were really good. And that's the end.
That was beautiful and perfect spot on reviews. I mean, seriously. You're so awesome. That's why you're the mama.
Oh, wait, there's one more. I didn't see this one. Where is that one? It was really good because it was by my best friend. She said, oh, only you could come up with this and left nothing out. You have an endless mind, and you know I loved it, and you too, and this piece was mind-blowing in every sense of the word up. I loved it, and that was, like, this really touched my heart. So now this is going in my book. I've had it tucked away for, like, 3-something years. I don't think I read it on your program, and I don't think I read it anywhere else in that long time. You remember when I read that?
Mm-hmm.
You do? Good. Okay. Well, I'm thanking you for letting me have another chance to read something, and I'm going to be waiting until next Thursday. I love this
program.
Oh,
no. No, you're not. You're going to hang out with me for a minute. We're going to bring Robbie on, okay?
Oh, okay.
Hey, Robbie, how you doing? Robbie.
Sorry about that. I'm here.
I had to unmute myself. Okay. Did you have something else you wanted to share? It's me and Mama here. Michael had to go.
Yeah. Hello, Mama.
Hey, baby.
I have something here that's a little different. I want to do more of these. This one is called Neurolinguistics, and it's a poem for Shambe Sekou. He had read a poem on One Positive Way Radio, I think it was. I wish I remember the name of it, and it really got me to thinking on some things. And he's someone who very much, in some ways, he has the same kind of way of thinking as I do, I think. And he's what I would call a... Like, to me, there's revolutionary poets that are kind of the firebrands, are like, wake up. And then there's conscious poets that talk about waking up, but it's more like pointing out in a more intellectual fashion, you know, what's wrong with the world. So, and he's like the second kind, and I feel like I can be the second kind sometimes. So this is Neurolinguistics, a poem for Shambe Sekou. A noun is usually regarded as a descriptor. In descriptors, they have power, for the very name of describing, of naming, it brings our thoughts into reality. A verb is usually regarded as a word of action, and our actions, they hold much power. For all our actions, they hold consequences that, by us, are often unforeseen. Our language is full of verbose terminology, and we must remember to use our words wisely, to know when to speak out and when to remain silent. For that which is above did not give us the power of speech, so that it would be wasted on this or that mindless babble. We must become aware of the growing threat of a sinister brand of neurolinguistics, for there are those who would seek to program us into apathy, complacent to settle for an impoverishment of mind and soul. We must seek out a new sort of neurolinguistics, a positive reinforcement of mental nourishment and a spiritual fulfillment, a counter and defense against the forces that seek to make us worship the almighty dollar and nothing more. So be aware of every action resulting from your words, aware of thoughts of the self and of others. Be mindful of every word you say, for if we are not, every single word we have could be taken away from us someday. And that is Neurolinguistics, a poem for Shambe Sekou. And I was fortunate enough to be able to have him hear it. He happened to be at a show, or I can't remember actually if he heard it, but I'm pretty sure he did actually. And I know that he read it on Facebook. So I know that for sure he's seen it, if not heard it.
You know, what was it you said? Oh, my gosh. Something about the poem. You said something. What was it, poem? Something about the
was
poem.
Was it when I was talking about conscious versus revolutionary?
You were trying. No, just now. You just now said something. What was it he said, Mama? My name
I think
is Tiny.
He said that we have to be conscious about our words and careful what we say because our words can be
I'm just going to go away. Hang on. You said something, but you said it wrong, and then you corrected yourself. You said palm instead of poem.
Palm instead of poem.
So did you say, what was the word before that?
Poem.
No, like the word before.
Oh, the word before poem?
Yeah.
Palm.
Yeah, palm. Like I actually
no,
said.
That was what you used instead of poem, but it was something poem and something palm. You said something palm. What was it?
Oh, I can't remember.
Oh, dang it, because that was going to be your... All right, you have to come back and listen to the archives.
Okay.
Because whatever that word was, there was two words, something palm. Get in the chat room. Did you guys hear it? I guess not. But that's your writing prompt for this week.
Okay.
I enjoyed it because I know Seiko, and he just sent me his book, you know, with a dedication in there, and... he was sending me his stuff before he even put it in print. I was staying up nights with him going over his contents and everything. And I'm really happy about your choice of muses because I think you do fit his profile and he fits your profile. And I can understand why you would choose him to be a muse for you. And I think that's an awesome poem you just wrote. And that was a tribute to him, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Yeah, it was like a kind of a tribute to his the expression of his
right,
ideas.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was wonderful, and I don't know if he's heard it or not, but I will send him this a tape and tone us at the end, very end of the program.
Well, yeah, I know he's read it on Facebook, but I don't know for sure if he's heard it or not. He may have heard it at One Positive Way Radio, but I'm not 100% sure. So. But you know,
excellent job, Robbie.
It's funny. Speaking of, actually, it fits perfectly. Speaking of, like, I had misspoken the words and all. One of the words, like the poem, palm thing. But this makes me feel like such a nerd. Like it says, it says we must seek out a new sort of neurolinguistics. I swear to you, I almost said we must seek out a new sort of civilizations because you know, there's the Star Trek phrase, you know, to seek out new civilizations, to go where no man has gone before. I was like, oh my God, I'm such a nerd.
You know, his poetry does.
Yeah, but inside I was laughing my ass off. I'm like, oh my God, I'm such a nerd.
Yeah. No, you're not. You're just, you know, a very wholesome person and you're really, really cool. And I really like that, what you just did, you know.
Thanks.
So... Nyla, back to you.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's really awesome, and I love that you have such a pure and gentle heart, and you're a very observant soul, very attuned to the world around you, and there's very little things that you come in contact with that don't touch in a very profound way, even no matter how small of a thing. I mean, you're just very connected to all of the senses of your surroundings. And so,
That's true. I was just going to say, I was going to interject it when you said he's a wholesome and pure person, you know, and I think so too, but he's not a prude. And you can joke with him, and you can have fun with him, and you can get out of line with him, and he knows how to laugh and, you know, and then shake it off and get his dignity back. You know what I'm saying? As I mess with him.
I mean uncorrupted.
Right. That's what I'm saying, but he's still not a prude.
Yeah.
Some people, you know, they go to the extent where you can't laugh or joke with them. You know, they're so serious-minded or they're so righteous. You know, you can't really have fun with them. But with Robbie, he's good. And, you know, you can have fun with them. You can joke with them. And he still holds his dignity. And I like that, you know.
Well, it's funny, like Francine Natal there from the Scribble, you know, from the Jaguar show there, on talk show. She said I thought it was the cutest thing she said one time in a chat. I enjoy your conversation in chat, Robbie. Always tasteful and sometimes, was it edgy?
Mischievous.
Sometimes edgy, but always tasteful.
Yeah, he's always, you know, he's mischievous, but if you don't catch his humor, you won't know you're getting dissed. It's really funny.
This is true.
I got to tell you a funny story before you get off the phone. Nyla, I got to tell you one little quick funny story. Yesterday I took Zainabu, my grandbaby, the youngest one, to the park. And so I went to the park near my house, which was a lot of little, you know, roughneck kids over there. She's not used to, like, being around a bunch of roughneck kids because she goes to, like, you know, a kind of a really accredited school. So at her playground, they don't have all this going on. So I didn't think she was going to be able to hang out, right? So next thing I know, she was kind of like commandeering a signboard. And, you know, she was letting the kids go down one by one. She got discipline and order going really quick. And so I called her over. I said, Zainabu, are you having fun here? I said, these children are kind of rough, aren't you? She said, yeah, Grandma, but I'm just going with the flow.
That's awesome.
I know. She's 7 years old. So I said, well, what were you saying to those kids and you wouldn't let them go down the sliding board? She said, well, I'd make them go according to their turn and then I'd let them go past after I asked them a few questions. I'm like, what kind of questions? She said they had to tell me their name, their favorite color, how old they were, and what school they went to. Boy, I'm going down the slide. I'm like, who are you going to be when you grow up, an FBI agent? She had all those kids on the slide board being disciplined, going down the slide without running into each other because they couldn't go down to after they answered all her questions. But she was going with the flow. It was so funny. That's kind of like what Robbie reminds me of when he's in the chat room with some of the crazy stuff that goes on in there. He just kind of goes with the flow, whatever's going on, you know.
There's so many little stories going on. It's funny because there's one time where I came in the chat and you were on the show, Mama, and I came in and I said something like, yo, 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 the shizzle, my poetry nizzles and all that. And you said, that's not Robbie. He doesn't talk like that. I'm like, it is me. And it was me. It really was.
I know. You know, like I said, you're not a prude. We have a lot of fun with you. You know, you have a sense of humor. And then when it's all said and done, you go right back to your little dignified self again. So, hey, not been out of shape. You know, everything intact. And you lose your mind because somebody said the, you know, F word or whatever word. So, yeah, he's good. I love Robbie. And thank you for letting me co-host, Nyla.
Well, you're not done yet. We're bringing one Sapien on next.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Fuzzy Wuzzy.
James, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, one Sapien.
Hey, Ma. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. We could hear you on the last call. I just want to make sure you know that we could hear you. So
right,
I'm going to do another piece. That'll be fine. You don't have to repeat that one because I could hear you. Nyla.
Okay.
I don't know what was going on with her phone, but she was kind of doing some funny stuff with her phone, too, so it could have just been you and her connection, but the rest of us could hear you.
Well, she might have been fondling her phone or something. I don't know.
I'm just going to sit back and let you guys finish the show. I don't even have to talk now.
Yeah, you phone fondler. That's funny. Okay. All right, so what do you have for us?
Something I wrote a little while back. It's entitled Soul to Soul.
Soul to Soul.
Yep. There are times when you just know someone, and you can't explain why. You just know them. The bond is there immediately. You feel its depth, and it cannot be broken. This bond is stronger than anything known to man and can withstand any amount of time. No storms can break its bond. It is so deeply rooted within the soul. Like the roots of great basin bristlecone pine, an older than the old ancient spruce trees and Swedish mountains. These souls have been friends for more than millennia and have shared many tears of sorrow and joy over many shared lifetimes. I am fortunate to know a few of these souls. and they give me greater purpose than just living my own life. Even if we haven't spoken in years, we pick up from where we left off as if no time had passed. And there are times when I weep for the loss of their physical body, and the times we spent together laughing and carrying on without a care in the world, like we would never die. However, I receive so much joy, which overpowers the sorrow of their physical loss, because I know I can speak with any of these soulful friends anytime I need to, day or night, whenever I am feeling down, when I feel I need a need for support, when I want to share my joy with them, and when I just feel like thanking them again for all they have done and continue to do for me. They are always there whenever I need them, and they are watching over me in the moments I may forget. We will always be soul to soul. End poem.
I think that was one of the most most touching. It's got me choked up. One of the most touching poems
okay.
I've ever heard. Touching poems I've ever heard you do.
Thank you.
I think you brought your A game, that one. And I think you've really felt that poem, and it's just good to know that I'm not the only one that knows that there's another realm, and
mm-hmm.
And that realm, the people that are on that realm are surrounding us and laughing with us and crying with us and joking with us whenever we need. And I really could identify with that poem. I loved it. It was, I'm still feeling it. And
thank you. I'm glad. I just in case anyone's kind of in that hither ether place that, you know, or you might be stuck. I go outside at night and I talk with friends of mine that I've lost to help me deal with the sorrow. Most of it's gone over time. I've also talked with the dogs that I've lost because I've been so close to them. And it was on one of those nights that this piece came to me.
Mm-hmm.
I was just boxing with them, and all of a sudden the words started coming in my head.
Wow.
Yeah. So the reason why I share that is because you never know when something's going to come to you. And I like this old phrase that AA counselor used when I was early in rehab. He said, don't push the river. And there's another piece that Nyla loves that I wrote entitled I Am the Wind. And that piece came to me when it was about 0 degrees out and I was shoveling my driveway and the wind was blowing through the pine tree. And I could hear the sounds that the wind was making as it traveled through the trees. So I was running back and forth from my van. I actually ran to the van to find, I always carry a pen with me, but not always paper. So I ran to the van to find a piece of paper and started writing some of it down. And then I went and shoveled some more, and then something else came. So I ran back to the van, wrote a few more lines down.
Wow.
So.
That's an awesome story. So listen, so you know the sound that the four winds make coming from the four corners of the earth, right?
I don't.
It goes O-A-S-P-H-E. Like that. And there's a book called The O-A-S. And you can find a lot of things out. I'm not going to say it's a Bible, but it's a Bible of sorts. And it talks about the first world before the world was recreated. And the name of it is the O-A-S. And the word actually is supposed to be the sounds of the four corners of the wind makes coming from the four corners of the earth. So you might want to...
And what's the name of the book?
O-A-S.
How do you spell that?
O-A-S-P-H-E. O-A-S. P-H-E. If you put it in wrong, Google will correct you. But it's O-A-S.
Google is the best spell check ever invented.
Would
you
say?
That's a poem in and of itself, Google correcting you.
Yeah, but you can read some of it online because it's a really, I had it, the book for years, and then it disappeared. I guess it was ready to go to somebody else, but it's about as thick as three Bibles put together. So it talks about when, you know, like I say, I don't want to tell you much about it, but, you know, just start reading on it and some of
the first hit.
Huh?
The first hit I got was a Wikipedia page that has the word, and then it says a new Bible.
Right, but it's actually...
it was published in 1882.
Right, and it's actually not a Bible. They just equate it to the Bible because it has so many interesting... The same way people wrote the Bible, this man wrote the O-A-S, and he has a lot of interesting things that came to him, you know, altogether different from the Bible. His is basically dealing with the world before... when giants were up on the earth and the spirits and the souls and the mating and all that went on before that, before this world was created. So, yeah, you would enjoy
before
reading
that. Back in the times before they could find the phones.
Before they could find what?
Back in the times before they could find the phones.
I don't know the last word you said.
Back in the times before they could find the phones.
Fondle a phone?
Oh, God. I don't understand what you were saying. We're having this serious conversation, and here you come with this phone fondling again. Okay, back to you, Nyla.
Great, you guys. It was fun being able to sit back and just listen to you guys talk and share and go over all of that. I'm going to run through you real quick, starting with Mama, then Robbie, then One Sapien. Just give your links real fast, if you would.
My links? You can link up with me. I mean, you can get my link. You know, my links are, like, real linky, and you can just link around, and we can link together, and, you know, just link up with me.
Okay.
All right, so, Mama, your writing assignment is however you want to interpret it. However you want to run with it is I am the missing link.
Okay.
All right? That's your writing prompt.
Thank you.
Whatever interpretation of that you want to use, I know you're going to do something amazing with that.
I told you I'm busy trying to finish up my book, and you're giving me assignments already.
But that's
going to
fester in your head. I know
it will.
It's
going to be for a while before I get to it.
It's just going to sit there and nod you. Nom, nom.
I'll be getting around to it. I'm going to put it in my round to it.
Okay. I need to send you a journal. Actually, that's what I should do. I should, like, go to one of these places and have them make a speakeasy cafe homework journal where you can just write your homework assignments in. That'd be pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, you can just start a page, and we can go to the page and see what
that
we're supposed
awesome.
To do. Yeah.
Okay.
All righty. Now... Mr. Robbie.
Well, it's been marvelous,
please.
Darling. I'm going to tell you One Sapien and Robbie and Nyla. I enjoyed being able to be the temporary co-host, and I'm going to bid you all adieu.
All right, Mama.
And I'm going to talk to you later. I can't hear online now because the show is off, right?
Yeah, it's done.
Okay. Well, I'll hear it in the archives. So
all right,
when y'all wrap it up,
talk to you later.
Yeah, we're wrapping up now. We're just going to give them their links, and then I get to say goodnight. So you won't miss anything. You know how to find the boys.
Okay.
All right, Robbie, do you want to give your Facebook page out, hon?
Yeah. It's Robbie Babies poetry page. Just you can put in Robbie Babies, period, poetry page. And also you could find me at Wix. That is robbiebabydarkpoet.wix.com/poetry. And before I forget, James, two things. You could check out archive.org, maybe for that book. Archive.org has pretty much everything. And also check out the song from Storia, S-T-O-R-I-A, on YouTube, called To Love You. I think it's very relatable to your poem there. I resonated a lot of personal levels with that, and I think you'll resonate with the video, with the song there. So, yeah.
Is that link? Is it a different song? Because didn't you post a link from them in the past week?
Yeah. It's up on my Facebook. That Storia person. Yeah.
Yeah, you posted one link, and I checked that out. Is it a different song by them?
Oh, no. I posted, I can't remember if it was I Love You or that Dream one, but it was one of those two. But, yeah, To Love You is the one that I'm referring to.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So you want to give out your link, Winsapien?
You can find me by typing in Poetry in the Wind as one word, no spaces, in the Facebook search box, and you'll find me there.
Very cool. All right, you guys, thanks for hanging out with me. Everyone, you've been listening to the Speakeasy Cafe Open Mic Poetry Show, The Sound of Ink. It's been a phenomenal night here tonight, and I want to thank everybody for reading. I want to thank all the listeners for being here. Remember, go out, lick life in the face, write about how it tastes, then come back here and read to us and share. Hope you guys all have a great weekend coming up, and we will see you here next week, the same time. Don't forget to go check out Reverse with Andy on Sunday, Classic Poetry Open Mic. Remember, if you're not reading more than you're writing, you're doing it backwards, and we'll talk to you later. I'm going to play a file to end the show with, and so it's actually going to be one by, I just passed her. Where is she? There she is. It's The Eclipse by Epiphany. You can find her on Google. She is also Googleable. So this is Epiphany with The Eclipse, and we will see you next week. Bye-bye.
This is our eclipse. Eternity is a very long forever, but I will wait even as each second apart splits me as 1,000 razor-like swords impale my heart. I can wait, my love, for the despair is only a momentary distraction, a mere fraction of what is to come. For when we lay, the deepness of you envelops me with such incredible intensity. It is what it is meant to be. Self-turidity all ablaze with the inescapable hunger for one another. Tasting, yes. Smelling, yes. Touching, yes. You are, oh yes, soft yet commanding, beckoning my spirit to join yours in our personal nirvana. Go ahead and lie to me, I beg of you, because your body is full of honesty anyway, even when you try to deny what is laid upon your precious feet. You have your tail, a dead giveaway that resides in the burrows of your inside, surfacing only when the moon is wide and incandescent, and my sun descends. It is what we know. It is our eclipse. We meet and dance, a lover's dance, entranced with the knowledge of each other's every curve, of one another's body's sweetness on earth.
interlocking hands, moist lifelines intertwine and clasp, reading our destinies through our palms. Pressed upon one another's, our future is certain and uncertain at the same time. I see my reflection in your eyes. I am your angel, eternally watching over you, bringing you into light and this thing we have liquefies all doubt and insecurity, so I sleep on a clean conscience of a pillow each and every night. It is pure and simple, kismet. We uplift one another, feeding our soul to making us whole, driven by the mercy of the great universe. She wouldn't dare tear us from one another, not now, not yet, not ever. I anxiously welcome your kisses, the ones that never touched my lips, for I know each night our eclipse is inevitable. Hugo once said that the clouds are the only birds that never sleep. I disagree, my dear celestial twin. We two never sleep, for we are filled with constant thoughts of one another, filled with the luster of the shining invisible. Carnality that seeps into my solar-filled days and your lunar-soaked nights. Yet, that is not all, see, for I belong to you, and you belong to me. And when you proclaimed it was official and tattooed your name on my heart, I was gone. If you never uttered another word, I would still be so satisfied. This is our story, the story of us. Let the pages turn as the wind carries us to our next chapter, and we'll go.
Oh, we could try, baby.